Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
what you do. That's 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 what you do.
Yeah. King
Let me hear
Ira.
You say, hey, Miss Carter. Let me hear 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 you say, 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 let me hear you say.
Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grants include Team Perfect 10, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme Queen Sex Siren, High Fashion Bombshell Strikes Again for $1,000. The Rich Bitch, Bitch Stole My Look for $1,000. Femme Queen Faith, Bring Us a Cover Worthy of GQ Magazine for $1,000. Femme Queen Sexy Performance for $500. High Fashion Streetwear, Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European Runway, The Look for Less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball. presented by the legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin J.D. Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page, February 15th.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the trip, they take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl, I'm a classy girl. Yes, you wanna be just like me. Come to the quick, just take me.
The tree wanna play all day, cause I'm a nasty girl.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Is this motherfucker on? Yes, it is. And once again, it's another installment of Trash Talk Tuesday with your host, Jason Bridge, J-Rock Bridge, London Bridge, and the rest of the crew. Unfortunately, I don't know where anyone is, and I'm here all alone and snowed in. What the fuck? But there are a few people with their hands up, so maybe these are my co-host, so let's just see. 646-280. Hello? Hello?
.713505.
Okay, if you're not, you don't have anything to say, please press 1 and take your hand down. 443-341. Hello?
Four four three three four one. Oh, I'll be thinking.
0601651.
What's going on, fam?
Hey, Justin. Thank you. I thought I was talking to myself and no one could hear me for a minute.
That's what's up.
So, how's the cooking going?
I'm almost finished. Everything's almost done, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just waiting around. My chicken's got to get done, you know?
Okay. I don't know where J-Rock and Shamika is. I guess they out playing in the snow or in the sand somewhere. We have a private caller. One private caller, you're on the air.
Oh. Okay. Hello?
Private caller.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, good. You know, Happy New Year and stuff like that. I hope everybody have a prosperous year. I know it's a little late, but Happy New Year. Have a prosperous year.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Blessings. Greetings and blessings.
Where you calling from?
The Bronx.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah. Just over here chilling, you know. Huh?
So you over there all snowed in?
Snowed in. Yeah, I'm snowed in. And plus my heat stopped working, so I had to go buy a heater. And then
oh, hell no.
Yeah, huh?
Oh, my I've
goodness.
I've been
doing well, it before.
That
is no joke.
For you.
Yeah, that's how I had to go get an electric heater, so I'm saying, but I'm all right now. Through God's grace,
I think
that's
right. Yep. Well, I pray that they fix your heat tomorrow. I'm going to put you back on hold. If there's anything else you want to say, just press one again.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 504-331.
This is me, Jason.
Yes, come through.
Listen, I'm not playing with no damn snow. I'm playing with the girls who do the snow in the fucking room playing with me. Like,
what
you know, I'm
motherfucking
wrong.
Shamika?
Miss Tiffany want to give it a go away. So Laura posted a picture with some new film. I mean, a butch queen. I didn't know it was a butch queen, so I just like, she looked good. I was like, her hair is nice, but I don't use the man-made as baby bands. So Tiffany comes checking up for the butch queen saying, oh, it's because her hair is long, hence the baby bands. I was like, that has nothing to do with me replying about her man-made baby bands. I have had long hair all my life, but I have natural baby bands. This bitch went out her way to curve and swerve and do a little Octavia Sandler, you know, come on, girl, please, that's not natural. That was my only point. She started posting pictures of the butch queen real hair, and I was like, girl, and then somebody else, I guess, I don't know, she deleted her comment. No, I think the butch queen deleted her comment, but I was like, oh, yes, you lost her down to her split ass, bitch, goodbye.
I think you never had a swim with hair.
Girl, I don't get it.
Hold on, you guys. I think I'm bringing Bishop on. 202-450.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bishop. How are you?
Nothing. Auntie Laura is... you know,
yes, Laura
you
is
call
back
for her and she comes. Y'all ask
oh,
her to come back.
She is turned in the room, and when I tell you she went back on that brick from Minnesota, that brick, they got the big-ass forehead that looked like Rihanna before the surgery.
Oh, yeah, Brielle something, yes.
Brielle looked like
Two different dirty socks on Vogue, and girl, bye.
This man just said in the room, Mister, just said that the legends and icons let icons think he is cunt.
Okay, and without further ado, let's bring on my little brother.
What is you looking at? Nothing, sir. Bitch, a fight. One, two, three.
Lay, 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 ride. What's going on?
J-Rock, what's going on?
Now, I know that ain't his intro music because he does not look like that intro music.
You don't have to look. I get, well, bitch, I know that Jason don't look like the person singing. You don't have to dance like me. I mean,
you don't have to look like the intro. What you
Divine,
eating them
Jason, birds? Divine don't look like
birds over there.
Shit, Divine don't look like little Jim.
Steak and potatoes.
Not steak and potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, brother. Them say that steak and potatoes was good while you sitting over there eating blueberry crunch.
Look. Y'all mad at them Oops all day?
I ain't
y'all
mad at
them
good blueberry crunch. Bitch, I'm about to call me an Uber so I can come to Texas and get some of that blueberry crunch.
Yeah.
I'm gagging at the damn intro music. Oh, gosh.
Okay, we have right. two more callers. 678-993.
I'm trying to understand. You said all that to say what, Shamika? I mean, it was a post was made in there. I'm sure everybody could read what
I said.
Y'all
need a private room.
I'm not understanding. I'm used to having hair, honey. So I'm not, you know, worried about if my friends have hair or not. I'm going to always speak up for somebody that's supposed to be my Judy, my sis, my Briss, whatever the case may be. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the girl got hair. I mean, I just simply asked you, did you have slow growth or something? Because you
no,
know,
it wasn't as serious. It wasn't as serious.
Why?
Not
that serious.
I just said she had man-made baby bands. Like, what does that have to do with the length of her hair? Nothing. No relevance at all. Like, you still can't tell me how to have any relevance to anything.
What do you mean, man? Either way, I really don't give a damn about the hair, period. I'm just simply saying
that. You don't, because you made it. You're not saying it to say anything. My thing is,
I'm saying it to say what?
Let's not even go there.
You brought me up, boo-boo. I didn't bring you up. I'm not setting you. Whatever I had to say to you, I said
all that. These two trainees need to have their own show.
So what I'm saying is, you brought my name up on the radio, honey. Whatever I had to say to you, I said on the in the group on the chat. I didn't have to bring your name up, honey, because I mean, who are you? I mean, I'm not worried about you all here saying, "Oh, Shamika said this, Shamika said that." Girl, I mean, what? That's what you had to call in terms of chops tonight to say, "Oh, Tiffany, somebody hair."
You two trainee fish need to have your own show.
Bishop,
please,
hold on.
Tiffany says she don't see it. Shamika says she don't see it. Everybody to their corner.
Bishop,
you need to just swerve and move out the way and keep your mouth shut or put your mouth on some dick. But right now, I'm not speaking. And as far as playing with you, you not Kelly, you don't have to be nobody. You ain't got to be nobody but Shamika. And I'm motherfucking Tiffany, and we just going to leave it at that. Because you don't put no fear in my heart, just like I hope I don't put no motherfucking fear in your heart. But one thing about it. Okay. Well, that's all needs to be said, sweetheart. But that's all needs to be said. But I always knew one thing. When a bitch go to talking about, oh, you don't, who are you? You ain't going to play with me. That's a bitch that ain't going to do a motherfucking thing, okay? So we could go leave it like that.
I'm too gay for Tiffany, bitch.
Girl, I'm in the thing.
Exactly. You made it a point to be pressed and get on here and say, oh, for Tiffany, that was your first thing out your mouth on the group, on the show. Oh, Tiffany was on the chat saying this, and Tiffany was on the chat saying that. Oh, my God, Shamika, you didn't have anything else? You don't have any other tea to talk about?
There we go.
You're a co-host. No, no. You don't have any tea? You don't have any tea for your tea?
Oh, girl. I was getting my little cousin out of my room so she could go to school tomorrow. I paid everything you said.
Do you have any tea to
talk?
Do you have any tea to contribute to the tea?
You don't want a day on me.
Do you have any tea to
point blank. Point blank. Like I said, keep on being a bitch fat, saying, hey, laying in the bed, laying in the hospital bed with a gown on for the stage, you're going to still be over.
I can't understand what you're saying. You need to slow down, sweetheart. I can't understand nothing you're saying. Okay, you need to slow down.
At least I can move a little swiftly. You know, with all that weight, I know you probably can't move as swiftly.
It don't matter, sweetheart. Girl, you're not a size two. You're not a size two. First of all,
this really had nothing to do with anything. You tried to justify a fag hair for no reason, and it had no substance. What you say had no substance and nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
I don't know what you're used to. I don't know what type of women you're used to, but we're from two different areas. And we're from a whole different time.
I have no substance, but you got to know about me. You're the one having no substance.
Yeah, this was a joke between me and Jason. I said, I was messing with the girls who do snow talking about you. That's how it all started. I said I wasn't playing in the snow. I was playing with the girls who do snow. So stop it.
You was playing with the girls
who
do
snow.
That's what I said. You was playing with the girls.
Snow.
Okay.
He said I was playing in the snow.
At this point in time, Shamika and Tiffany need a timeout.
I think this is a nice intro beginning to the show.
Well, it is motherfucking Trash Talk Tuesday, and I guess the trash has already been, they have already started talking the trash. Well, lordy, lord. We have another caller, 303-599.
Did she just say, give me a beat?
I don't know, but Janet Jackson, Johnny's, we don't want you here. I'm putting you back on hold.
Did y'all see that picture they posted? Never mind.
Oh, which one? It's been a lot of pictures being posted tonight.
There's so much There's just so much stuff going on in this damn ballroom page. Oh my God, what's going on with Janice Bogart?
Oh, Janice is back. Welcome back, Janice. Who let her back in the room? Oh, did she get hit? Oh, is that? No, that's not Johnny. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you guys, she's on. That man is on a troll page. That man has probably like 5 troll pages in the group. I mean, I'm true to this. I'm professional to seeing these motherfuckers and making troll pages. And the thing is, she was listening to the show last night while being in the group on her troll page, looking at all the mess. And I told her last night, I told him last night, I will show him. And then before I could even show him, Shady X already had up to tea about him.
We have another private caller.
What's going on, Trash Talk Tuesdays?
Yes.
What's going on, man? I was just looking at that group. I want to know why Janice got a goddamn mustache. That's all I wanted to know.
Child, she didn't have a mustache since she was born. Well, since he was born.
I'm gagging as she's taking selfies with the goddamn phone connected to the wall. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, shit.
And somebody's still in the bed in the background.
Well, y'all got too much into that picture that I did not.
Thank you. Get into that broken charger.
Ooh.
Hello?
She got to stay in the bunk bedroom so she can charge her phone. That goes to show you how bad she is.
And then you have the audacity to post it on Instagram with no filter. Baby, bye. Get out of here.
It hurts.
I woke up like this. Go back to bed.
Hello? Can somebody please explain to me? This ball was in a church because I kept looking at an arch. Ooh. And I kept like, is this a church?
What ball?
Yeah, I can put me back on mute, though.
The ATL
okay,
Awards
thank
ball.
You,
I was like,
thank
you. What was that building?
It looks like a gym or something.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what I was given. That's why I said yesterday, is this red carpet? Because this looks like a gym, and I don't see no red carpet.
Well, I haven't seen those pictures yet, but there was three different balls. So were all three balls held at that same location?
I don't think so.
No.
Somebody said it was an Islamic mosque.
Right.
What?
I got
you look a mess.
Look at how you look.
You look
at
how
you look.
You look at
how you
look, girl. You look like a
okay, y'all are still going at it. Y'all are still. Tamika and Tiffany.
You have me on mute.
That's exactly what the fuck you look like.
All this
time. My name out your mouth, girl. You didn't have nothing to talk about.
Come down here. Get it out my mouth. Get it out my mouth. Get it out my mouth.
Why did Rita like that?
I know that Shamika, I love Shamika Dale, and I love Tiffany too. I just got an inbox to put them on in private. I did, but I was trying to get to the stream. But it's Trash Talk Tuesday, and they're talking trash, and that's what the call is funny here. But you
okay.
know you got to take a break because apparently cunt can go on and on and on without taking a breath. And I guess that's why
you have an incoming call.
Ooh.
Oh.
Work.
Oh, that
was
that it. Worked.
Thank
that
you,
was...
Switchboard. 239-239-234.
Hey, yo, I'm came in here to discuss this nigga who stole my bike. I'm going to talk trash about that nigga for a couple minutes here. That nigga, I was rolling down the street and that nigga just bike and shit. Like, what the fuck, nigga? You ain't got your own bike or something, you broke-ass motherfucker. Why don't you go get your own bike, you broke-ass son of a bitch? I got my bike here. My parents bought me. And you want to go steal it from me, nigga? I just got this bike. What the fuck,
What type of bike you had, man?
Hey, man, I had the CCM shit, man.
You was rolling hard on this shit, too.
How old are you, Colin?
Nigga, what? You trying to talk shit back? What's going on, nigga?
Huh? I said,
fuck
how
you.
Old are you?
Nigga, I'm old enough to be on the show, bitch.
Okay, thank you.
Ass, nigga. Calm your ass.
Okay, 404-441.
We got retarded people calling in.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga
also
404-441. Please don't tell us nobody stole your dollhouse.
Okay, that call was dropped. 581, okay, 581-779.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, how you playing? What's going on?
How are you?
Hey.
Girl, the girls is not playing tonight, honey.
Okay.
Girl, y'all gave Miss J-Rock an introduction. Oh, she really going to think she's somebody now, honey. Oh, my goodness.
Is this Prada?
Yes, God.
Okay.
No shade, girl. Miss Tiffany do got a coin, girl. She fed, but the bitch, like she say, she paid like she weighed, bitch. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes.
Okay. The bitch is coin. No shade. The bitch is coin.
It was going to happen later. That little battle was going to happen.
That's the battle of the fishes.
I blame Auntie Laura.
You blame Laura.
Father, you look at your phone. Your phone is echoing, brother.
That's definitely
it. I'm sorry, girl. Me and Truman, we in the car, girl. I put myself on mute, girl. That's my tea.
Okay.
Well, put yourself on mute, then.
Well, Paula, Prada, press one if you want to say something else. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, 647-234.
What the fuck is your problem, you racist son of a bitch?
What the
I can't understand
problem,
a fucking
man?
Word that's been said on this fucking radio station. You're one racist bastard, you know that, right?
Okay, thank
Who?
You.
I'm gonna laugh at your ass, man.
Okay, so I guess we'll see what kind of night we're going to have.
Yes, come through, white callers.
This is turning into a tea party.
Okay,
you
know what, guys? So I'm
gonna,
they are still going at it.
You're lying.
They are still going at it. We're going to listen for
right.
just a second.
Set
you like I wanted to. Thank you. I set you like I wanted to, bitch. I put that wheel in your back. Now you drove. Now go to sleep. Go eat and go to sleep. I bet you do.
Yeah, I sure do to get my
employment,
honey. Try again.
While you sitting over there waiting
on a family.
Yes.
Yes.
I sure do.
You keep on.
I sure do.
You keep on.
Girl, we
you have a corporate job, and I'm a bitch with no job, in school 21,
know.
And I have better medical insurance than you. My parents are awesome. My dad is a long short.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on that top 26. So let me
you
be a bum if I want to, bitch.
Girl.
I'm going to be the
you
same bum, and I have to
hold
it for you. Try it again.
Good googly moogly.
Oh, my God, it's silent.
I thought this shit was never going
to
end.
I want to know. I want to know how long they're going to realize they're talking to each other and nobody can hear them.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you put them back in the room?
Yes.
Hey, they still going.
They still going.
Where is
calling you on the
London?
Air. London is busy tonight. Private calling you on the air.
What's up?
What's going on?
What's up, baby?
And nothing. So are y'all going to discuss that Miss Rahi field trip to jail before the ball?
Who, girl, who?
Oh, no. Well, since you brought it up.
Well, the T.I. had got, it was two girls. I think one of them got out. I think his name is Carter. Miss Rahi walked face. And the little both film girl, Miracle, Miss Rahi.
The one from Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh?
Girl, what they go to jail for, girl? Girl, what they go to jail for?
I guess they kept their tea in the house.
Auntie Laura, can you get that tea?
Now, we're going to put you back on call, hold call. If you got more tea, just press one.
Press
one. Oh, yeah. This is Boom Boom.
Okay.
Hey, Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, Boom Boom.
Boom Boom. P.S. Boo Boo.
Oh, P.S. Boo Boo. Okay.
No,
T.S.
bitch.
What are you saying, hon? Just Boo
Boo? Boom Boom.
Boom Boom. With the M?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound cut.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, we have another private call. We got a lot of private callers tonight.
I don't understand the racism and the faggotry that's been on
the
show
tonight. I don't
understand
why you keep on pressing
one. Why do you have to be such a fucking faggot, you racist ass son of a bitch?
Stop pressing one.
Wait,
why
is
there
any letting us know? I'm going to make it something else.
You racist faggot.
Is that the worst you could do? Turn my lights off in my apartment. Make me lose my job. Do some shit that's going to hurt. Other than that, get your life together and get off the phone.
That's probably one of them faggots that tried it and got chopped at a ball.
So I wonder who got caught. So I wonder who he got caught cheating with. Laura, can you call and spill that tea?
Who got caught cheating? Wait.
Oh, you didn't hear.
Hold on, let me scroll down.
Nikki.
Looks like there's trouble in paradise. Food paradise.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
330-599. Caller.
You know, since they don't want to talk. I thought Laura was taking a break. Laura is, like, in full force tonight. I mean...
Yeah, she came back after the ball with a vengeance.
Was it that much tea going on in Atlanta? Child, they said
I
want to
know who was having sex in the Muslim mosque.
That's what I want to know.
That's different.
Y'all was snorting coke at church. They was getting full of more than the Holy Spirit.
They was going hard rock buying, fucking in the church.
Well, you know they came for Kelly's dress she had on. They said it wasn't red carpet last night. And that place, it did look fab a little bit, but it wasn't red. It didn't show me red carpet. So I chopped it for not showing me red carpet with creativity or them decorating.
Please do not get her to come on here tonight. She was looking fab. Both nights.
Oh, yes, she was. She was fab down, but they tried to say she wasn't fab down. I think it was just the surrounding she was in that wasn't fab down, that should have been chopped.
But we all know that her looking foul is all of her side.
Mm-mm. Are you trying to say she didn't look fab, J-Rod?
No, I said she looked fab. See, well, looking fab and being fab is two different things.
Oh, also you're saying she looks fab, but she's not fab. Now, you know when you send for her, she does come.
I want to know why that helper hung up on me last night.
Well, she brought you on a couple of times because you were in your... Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I need to do that. Shout out to Letitia Arcee. Congratulations in becoming an Ebony. Congrats on that.
Congrats, Letitia.
Yes. And Terry. And clap, clap, Keisha.
Since we're on that.
That was a little bad taste in some girls' mouth, but I'm glad they straightened that out.
Oh yeah, I want to do one more shout out too. Shout out to the Gag Show, to the Gag Kids. You know who you are. That's it.
Oh yeah, shout out to the Gag Laura, Diana, Millie. Can shout out to you girls. Hey.
Reading Rainbow Nisha.
See, I can't trust all these girls because there's been a lot of fake profiles being nice to me here lately, like really nice. But I'm going to let y'all know this. Never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it. I'm not letting you in on my page. I've been getting nice messages and everything from people that, you know, been giving me the blues.
Okay, we have a private caller.
Trying to get in.
Private caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, I did not talk tonight.
Say that again.
I think you guys need to stop blowing Kelly's head up.
Why do you think we blowing her head up? She look good.
No, the fuck she didn't. Kelly's ugly out. Her makeup was cake going on. Stop blowing Kelly's head up. She's ugly.
Man, you know that that is not
hold
true.
Hold on,
now,
you know,
that
hey, are you on,
really
are you in
good.
That bunk bed? Are you in that bunk bed?
Oh.
Are you in that bunk bed?
Private caller,
huh?
You're on the air.
Why every time I call into the motherfucking show, somebody's knocking at my motherfucking door? Bitch, I just called into the motherfucking show, and I hear that motherfucking Ebony from motherfucking Texas knocking at my motherfucking door, but Jason changed the motherfucking subject. Then you got this ugly-ass motherfucking private caller bitch knocking at my motherfucking door. You girls can kiss my ass, Miss A. I have been doing this for 18 motherfucking years.
That's a whole lot of kids.
You motherfucking faggots. Think about my look, my appearance, or what the fuck I do, bitch.
Kelly, I said you look good. I said that.
I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about you talking about getting hung up on, baby. We came to you multiple times. Your quick was not working.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay. But so for all you girls out there that have an opinion about my fashion, my look, or whatever I do, you can kiss my motherfucking ass. I've been past thinking about what faggots think of me. I know exactly who I am, what I'm capable of, and what I can wear, and what suits my body, and what makeup suits my motherfucking face and my complexion, bitch. You other bitches need to learn that, Miss A, and suck a motherfucking nasty-ass motherfucking dick.
Oh, and I think, thank you.
That is a lot of trash talk. Ooh.
It is, because it's trash talk motherfucking Tuesday, Miss A. And the girls is always trashing me, Miss A, girl. And, you know, I was just sitting here, just laying here, bitch, and I just gagged, honey, that, you know, my name was being mentioned. I was just gagging. And then you got this private caller, Miss A, that want to call in here, Miss A, and try to bash me, Miss A, girl. How dare y'all?
You know, that was Mr. That was Mr. The
I don't give a fuck
queen.
About Mr. I don't give a fuck about sister. I don't give a fuck about none of that, Miss Thing, okay? Bitches need to get a motherfucking life, Miss Thing, bitch, okay?
Oh, shit.
These nasty, cock-sucking, motherfucking escort-ass motherfucking bitches that ain't got nothing better else to do with their motherfucking self want to sit here and come in the show and try me, Miss Thing, because there's a snowstorm out here, Miss Thing, and the dates ain't coming over to suck them off, Miss Thing, or for the dates to come over for them to rob them, Miss Thing, bitch. Y'all need to do something with y'all motherfucking
right
life. Stop worrying about my fashion, because my fashion is very on point with everything I motherfucking do, bitch, okay? I never step out in a repeat look, Miss Thang, okay? Like some of you girls do, Miss Thang. I never repeat anything that I do, Miss Thang. I'm always a bitch that's always been a fashion-forward bitch when it comes to my look and everything, when it comes down to my hair and motherfucking everything, bitch. How fucking dare you bitches, Miss Thang? Bitches running around with hair from last year and synthetic motherfucking wigs and want to send for me an old-ass motherfucking dresses and wear dresses from Rainbow and Easy motherfucking Pickens and half mother and A-half. Fucking nervous, thing, bitch. All my dresses cost two bills and motherfucker better. Ask my fat girlfriend, Miss Tiffany, because she knows where I order all my dresses from, okay? The new line drops on the motherfucking 10th, and I'll have the all nine pieces from the new line on the motherfucking 11th at my motherfucking house. How fucking dare you, nasty faggot?
Wait, what?
Yes.
I'm glad y'all put me back on mute. Are you talking about the line that I'm thinking you're talking about?
They yes, the new line that comes out on the 10th. Girl, you seen all nine pieces of them. All nine pieces of them cost $1,300. I'll have all nine pieces on the motherfucking 11th at my door.
They sent a lot. They sent it to my email today. You see?
Oh yes, baby. I had it last week. Okay. You see all of those new motherfucking pieces? I'll have all of them, Miss Thang.
Well, girl, what are you talking about?
Kelly, are we talking about moo-moos?
Excuse me.
What are we talking about?
I'm glad y'all took me off mute. Oh, I was in a
video. Knows what I'm talking about. All my big girlfriends that's out there, if you wear 14, 16, 18, 20, or 22, 24, Miss Thang, check out my girlfriend.
Think
she has nasty fashion sense, honey. Okay? How you doing?
So y'all making clothes out of curtains and tablecloths. Anyways.
We leave that up to the Ebonies.
Bitch, you could possibly never.
Okay, we leave that up to the Ebony's mistake, you know, with y'all curtains and y'all leather versus suede and shit.
Oh, we got changed.
But look,
hey, hold on.
Shelly.
Don't forget leather pants.
You late. She just said that, you dumb, retarded. Ooh. Anyway, Shelly,
go back to eating your crunch berries.
Shelly, you was in Atlanta. Was that a mosque y'all was in? Like, was that a Muslim church y'all was in?
It was, I thought it, when we pulled up, I thought it was a Jewish temple.
Oh, shit.
I see, if y'all can see the front, you know how they have those, you know, like when you go to Iraq or one of those places and they got those big, like, dome things on the front, on the top of their castles and stuff. It had one of those at the place. So when we pulled up to the place, I said, it's impossible this is where this ball is at, they say. The kids in the car said, no, mother, this is 400. I said, bitch, the girls are going to hell, Miss Tay.
So who was snorting cocaine off dicks in the church?
Oh, I don't know. I was over it. If y'all see any of the clips, I was over it, honey. I sat at that motherfucking table all night long until I woke realness, or when I got up to go use the bathroom or to go smoke a motherfucking cigarette. I sat at that table all night long because I was over it. I had to sit there for 3 hours and wait for the function to start.
Oh, okay. Now, looking at this picture right here with Asia, it is a Muslim mosque. It is, because it has the moon, the half moon, and the star. It's a Muslim mosque.
Go to hell. I'm going to get you.
in California, they had
okay, we had private caller, you're back.
They got their mosque.
Private caller.
Hello?
Yes, Mickey Mouse.
Lord.
Ashley Stewart,
that shit ain't
bad,
bitch.
Ashley Stewart? Okay. I don't do Miss Ashley Stewart unless it's a, you know, a everyday thing, you know, with, you know, like a little top or something, Miss Thang, but I don't do Ashley Stewart to come to a ball, baby. No, I'm not you girls, okay? Stay out of rainbows, bitch. Stay out of rainbows. What's going on? Somebody flagged your back page ad for your board tonight? Call into the show? You want to call into the show? You want me to give you a show? because I really didn't have any energy. I really didn't have any energy last night to actually give the girls what they wanted last night because I was so jet lagged, you know, from being up all day having brunch with the legends and icons, and then, you know, going and doing my interviews that I had with Jacob, and then going to get my makeup done, and then going to the ball, and then straight from the ball to the airport, straight from the airport to get in my new weave, 34 inches put in.
Yeah, 34.
You know, and then coming and doing the radio show, and then going to sleep, you know, after that I was jet lagged. So I didn't give y'all what y'all wanted last night. But if you want to play tonight, feel free to call in, because I can play tonight because I'm not tired, Miss Saint. I went to court today. I still got a couple of more months out. So y'all want to play tonight? I'm energized tonight. Came from court 5 o'clock this afternoon after the snowstorm. Slept all afternoon, and now I'm up. So let's motherfucking play, because a bitch ain't tired tonight.
Okay. 843-601.
Kelly Dress came from Kirkland.
You saying Kelly Dress came from Kirkland?
No, actually my dress was a pair of your mother's panties.
I can't deal with y'all.
Excuse me. 407-216. Caller.
You know what I think I'm going to do for the People's Choice Award, Ms. Sega? I think I'm going to have like 3 wardrobe changes at the People's Choice Awards. For the girls. You know, I got so many dresses in my closet, it's just ridiculous, Ms. Sega. I got dresses with tags on it for days, Ms. Sega. Like, you know.
Kelly. Okay, maybe this is about to be private call tonight. Private caller.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh, you're back, Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, I want to ask Kelly a question.
She don't talk
do
to
like
mice.
Do you like the Monique collection?
Monique.
No, I don't. I never did Monique collection when she had her collection. But I don't think she sell clothes anymore. I think she stopped that collection. That was so 2004 and 2005.
Well, I didn't know Monique had a collection.
Just like this.
And she did. She had a collection, Jason. It was very expensive for ill quality work.
You said you were gonna have 3 dresses for the next fall, correct?
Yes.
You know what, Kelly? This call is 2004 late.
I'm not worried about. Trust me, I'm not worried about this motherfucking caller, because my big girlfriend over there in Texas, she can vouch for me, baby, and all my pieces. So I'm not worried about it, Miss Thang Girl. Bitch, I can go in my closet right now, Miss Thang Girl, and take a picture with 9 different motherfucking dresses that none of the girls never seen and put on Facebook right motherfucking now.
What did you think about the wash face picture, Kelly?
I seen her shadow.
Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, and you got scared and hung up. Interesting.
Hey, man, that's because they're working with those Virgin Mobiles and those phones that they get from 7-Eleven that you put up, post up their ads, and they get their different Ubers. So, you know, it's fucking up.
502-472.
Shout out to Kelly's 34 inches.
That was late.
Crickets, like your phone.
And you know what? Another thing, I want y'all girls to stop saying that people are dick riding and everything when they give me compliments and all types of things. Because the same amount of compliments I get is the same amount of reads I get, and none of them get deleted. They all be there. I'm not these other groups, mistake that delete the reads and everything and only keeps up the positive. I leave the reads there. I leave the negative with the positive. So stop saying people are dick riding. Because if they was dick riding, mistake, the whole post would be nothing but positive likes and everything. I leave the reads up there along with the positive.
Is there something wrong with the show tonight? Because people keep hitting up my freaking inbox saying that it's saying no show scheduled for the next 24 hours.
Well, the chat room is open. Shout out to the Blog Talk Radio chat room. That's working. And our little chat boxes can hear us, J-Rock. So maybe because there was no the invite, I don't know. Maybe they're dialing the wrong number. Who's inboxing?
Well, you know I had to call back into the show, Jason. I had to call back into the show because the show said end of show, you know, like it usually does.
I just called straight through.
Yeah, and I called back, and that's when I got back in.
Well, anyways, Jason, have you seen on CNN these kids crack the bag, getting this candy, those little Smarty candies, and they crushing them up and they sniffing it?
No, they sniffing candy now?
Yes, the kids in middle school and high school, they crushing up the Smarties into like cocaine powder looking, and they'll take a little 20 or 10 and they sniffing it. But this is what's happening. It's calling nasal worms or something like that.
No,
so they get worms
enough
in their nose from the cans, from the sugar?
Yeah, I blame all the snow girls for doing that, and you got these kids falling up them.
You know
my
what?
Kind of high.
Tiffany, how do you feel about that, that you're influencing these kids?
Welcome home, Lawrence. I see you got out.
Shut your motherfucking loose
bullshit. That's just
yeah,
it's supposed to be on their post.
Nobody.
Shamika, are you there? Shamika,
put her back on mute.
I'm right there. I thought I was muted. I kept saying stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna have to FedEx you one of my loud phones so that you can hear yourself.
Yes, Lawrence is home. Welcome home, Lawrence.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Charles. Y'all are slow.
I'm getting sick and tired of seeing this condom experiment, whatever the fuck it is, on YouTube. For people that's doing that, I know you snorting 8 balls after 8 balls of cocaine.
I haven't seen that video either as well. 917-724.
We don't influence nobody to do anything that they don't want to do. If they want to sniff, let them sniff. But don't blame it on the snow girls.
Oh, mother snow, you are real.
That's
my
boo.
Alexis,
where you been?
Mm-hmm. I've been around. I was working. I'm off on. I got off early tonight.
So Alexis, have you seen the condom experiment?
No. What's that?
I bet you can do it.
Ooh. What is that?
Oh,
it's
shit!
It's when you put the condom up your nose, and you take it out of your mouth without gagging.
Well, if it requires a deep throat, I'm sure you're good at it.
Nah, but it's a very nice trick that I know
you
can do.
Well, Alexis, the kids are snorting Smarties now, and I think it's because they're looking at y'all.
No, they don't. No. CJ Rock, the difference is you have to learn, what are you doing? If you don't know what you're doing, then that's your fault.
Oh, shit.
That's his...
Miss Snow. Miss Snow.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Remember that picture that you sent me the other day?
Let me go to our inbox.
And I told you that somebody hacked that child's page, Miss A.
Oh, yeah.
Miss A, you got to go to the page now, Miss A. They just put up a picture of her and drags, Miss A.
Callie, we don't know what you're talking about, rude ass.
I'm sorry. Bitch!
Callie, can you put it in the room?
Bitch! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I will as soon as I get up and go to the computer. I'm on my phone, honey. I'm laying across my bed, honey.
Oh, bitch, look at her with the red hair and the lip.
Alexis, put it in the room.
Oh, Lord. Honey, hold on, y'all. Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back.
Okay, 713-505. You're on the air. It just
keeps coming, man. 713-505. Who calling from Houston, Texas? She had a son. Is it one of those things where you...
You know, it was very... You know, we had two daughters. And
must be high. They snorting Smarties.
They snorting Smarties. Mm-hmm.
That should probably give you a sugar rush.
Okay, private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Did they find out if Vicky Gotti was in the Uber with Katrina? It's no shade. I wanted to know.
Who wants to answer that?
Yesterday on the show, they were saying that they was in the Uber, and somebody tried to throw some shade to Katrina, saying that, you know, if she blocked them off the child page, she was going to get served.
You talking about when that boy said my child. Child.
So
well,
was SpongeBob SquarePants in the Uber or not?
Well, Katrina, if you're listening, you can always call in and press one and answer Vicky Gotti. If you're listening, you can always you like to free promote your stuff anyway, so you can call in and defend yourself.
I jumped in on Uber Gotti. I jumped in the Uber, got it.
Y'all are late.
Oops. Why are they late?
Are we late?
Because it got something to do with Ebony, bitch. So everybody's late.
You don't gotta call in here, baby.
You know, the girls. The girls don't know how to be biased when it comes to their house. They say, you know, when anybody calls in and attack their house, they say they just have to be on defense mode. You know.
What made Ebony look?
She seemed to like to speak for the house. Did they take a Uber?
Hello.
Well, what just made Ebony look so professional was Letitia. Because you all were never professional. You were only amateurs.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Ooh. Bishop.
Work, motherfucking Bishop. Work.
I would not be going to Charlotte if I was you now. Because I think I will not.
Bishop, are you showing up for the North Carolina War Zone?
I don't know yet, I don't know yet, but I know I am going, and I will not be walking. I will not be walking to the ball, but I know I will be going to Trisha and Shauna ball after the
watch. Oh, shit, honey. If it's still going to be a ball, what I'm hearing.
Don't come.
Hold on, Hold on, everybody be quiet. Kelly, repeat that, please.
I said if it's still going to be a ball from what I'm hearing.
Oh.
You said
what? You mean the ball in D.C.?
Yes.
So you saying they might end up canceling the ball?
Well, from you know, sources say one promoter backed out, and sources say one of the other promoters want to back out. That's what the tea's coming through my desk.
Not the one that's advertised on the radio show.
I'm just saying what's coming through my email.
See, that's why I can't wait for the Mardi Gras ball.
Wow.
And when is
that?
I'm
serious. And then, you know, I made plans. I was
I'm
going to
add y'all in the page up. Later. Because everybody getting fucked up down there. It's legal.
Well, for the North Carolina ball, I can't go because I did not find
you
no one to take care of my dad.
You would want to not go.
So, well, let me let you know something. I do things by myself. One man and I walk alone, right? But this is my thing. I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. So regardless.
Tell him, bitch, you have a father.
You covered under
I'm
the blood
bothered.
Of the
I'm really unbothered, man. I'm really unbothered.
You covered under the blood of the Antichrist.
All right, let's just say it like this. J-Rock, just say it like this.
Yeah.
I don't have no beef towards Ebony. I gag and kiki. But the thing is, like I said, what made you so professional was Letitia becoming an Ebony because she's going to bring so much to the Ebony table, including with the other houses. She's going to bring so much to the table. So it really wasn't a read. It was really a gag. Got to read it to the line, son.
No. Every time you talk, I get more retarded.
According to me, they don't even live for you no more on the radio show.
Oh, shit.
Now you trying
word,
to get you.
Bitch,
you
word.
You in tonight, huh? I can't deal.
Mm-mm. Word. Bishop is not playing with J-Rock tonight, bitch.
Yeah. You better live, low.
While you was over there eating crunch berries, I was over here eating fried chicken.
You know, that's because I chose to eat the crunch berry food.
Why
oh,
you calling
you
me boo now?
J-Rock tonight, you wrong for that. And you on your grandpa sofa.
You
wrong
for
that, bitch.
I'm playing with J-Rock. I got nothing to love everybody.
Oh,
but it is Trash Talking Tuesdays, and it's not the state of emergency, so I can say whatever the fuck I want to say.
You know, I really can't say too much to Bishop because, you know, this is all a kiki and all this stuff, but when it comes down to the real, real deal Holyfield, we already know Bishop and Crunchberries came out of a fucking house on my own couch with my own bills, my own rent, my own food. I could have had steak and potatoes if I wanted it, but I didn't
out
want
the
it.
Can.
It don't matter. Out the can, as long as I bought
Campbell's.
It. I know. I mean, I know they told me how to use it. I mean, I don't suck dick for Campbell's food.
Oh! And hold on. Who says that I serve that over here? Who says that I suck dick for Campbell's soup?
All the trans,
but I know you always dick riding. You always dick riding the fem queens. What for?
Nah, I know. All the trainers in the mean streets of Tranville.
Oh,
come
on! Every time you be like, oh, that tranny's fierce, and then next thing you know, I be like, this man must have had her. Come on, Chaser.
Who?
Explain yourself. What are you talking about, boy?
You know what? I'm retired from chasing, but I think it's a brand. I think it's a brand new chaser in the room right now.
Oh,
who is that, Bishop?
But, you know, I commend you because you've had some famous pieces.
Hey, explain yourself. Keep going. I need to. What are you talking about, Bishop?
Bishop.
J-Rock's hole probably more open than mine. Look like a tunnel.
Whoa. Oh,
matter of fact, look like the Holland Tunnel.
Bro, motherfucking Lord
shit. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back that up. So you're admitting that your hole is open.
I'm more retired chaser, like I said. I don't do that. I'm not an old man like you going around letting everybody bang me now.
My thing is,
you letting the famous film queens bang you.
My thing is, Bishop is speculating about me, but he just admitted about himself. But I'm glad you're real with yourself to let everybody know that your wall is stretched further than the Great Wall of China. But that's on you.
Hell,
you know,
your walls are stretched just like the Hollander Tunnel, like I said. And that's a long-ass tunnel, bitch.
Baby,
ain't that the
Great
tunnel,
Wall
the New Jersey Turnpike Tunnel?
I don't
ain't that the tunnel going to New York and New Jersey?
I don't get fisted by some queen.
Bishop.
What, Alexis?
The Godfather just told me to tell you to shut the fuck up.
The Godfather.
Huh?
Godfather is dick in your mouth. But anyway.
Wait, no.
980-980-255.
Yeah, this is Marcus. I was calling to give a message to J-Rock. J-Rock, please stop
playing. Oh, my God. I was just playing, Marcus.
I just want to make this very public. Anybody who turns it, they don't have to worry about that person filing charges. I'm filing charges. My phone number won't change, and I will go to court. I don't have warrants, so I can go to court and testify. Stop telling the girls now. Save all that shit for the following weekend or the weekend before, whenever they want to do it, March 2019. So we have one free weekend of no bullshit.
Marcus, first of all, Bishop is not going to come to North Carolina to begin with.
Hold on.
But most important of all, I was just playing, Marcus. God damn.
I don't like that, J-Rock, because you've never.
Hold on. Hold on. Did you just say you're going to send Bishop an Uber?
Huh?
You said you're going to send Bishop an Uber?
He just
paid that.
Just get Kelly, just get to DC, girl. You can get in the Uber too, girl. I'll send an SUV.
Okay. Alexis, we down there.
Wait a minute. So Lawrence's sister is reading y'all on the phone. She's about to beat y'all up.
She's reading now. What happened?
Prada,
hey,
you're back.
You, girl.
Hey, Prada.
Oh, I just want to say to Pat Red the fuck out of J-Rock. J-Rock, bitch, you better put your hands in your pockets, nigga.
Oh. Prada, didn't I just see your ass?
Bitch, you just saw me, bitch.
Yeah, I just seen you.
Okay, Prada, sit right there. I'm just going to have your noise. Just mute yourself. 202-560.
What's going on?
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
It was still
hey. I just called in because I heard the good news. I can save money on my rental for D.C. Thanks, Marcus. I'm fishing.
Oh, my God. William, why would he put that up in the fucking room? Oh, my God. Please take that down. Somebody will see you.
I just saw it.
Send the Uber
back
to you.
Ew. What? Oh, well, it's been removed. Too bad I didn't get to see it. What was it?
No.
It's somebody
paying
somebody.
Alexis, I'm going for the biggest stuck list of all time in ballroom history. I want the stuck list to reach 300.
Oh, no, bitch, I ain't getting on no stuck list
now.
Not long as my phone works. She'll never be on no stuck list.
Yes. Marcus, did you get my message? I'm right on top of that, Rose.
Thank you.
But no, ladies and gentlemen, please don't take Ubers until you get in the city. You can get on the Megabus now. Megabus is very ballroom friendly. We'll say it like that. Megabus is very ballroom friendly. It leaves Washington, D.C. three times a day. Once at 7 in the morning, I believe once at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then 11 o'clock at night. So you girls can get on the 11 o'clock at night bus in D.C., and you could be in Charlotte at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning and catch all the
facilities. Four, remember, one leaves at 3 and one leaves at 4, not the 11.
It's one at 3 and 4 and 11, and then it's the one first thing in the morning at 7 a.m., right?
Correct.
Right. It only stops at Richmond, and then it stops at Durham. It's not that many stops. Come on, let's not work our Ubers. Let's not kill the Uber badness.
I just didn't know Uber got it.
Did y'all remove the nasty picture with all the shit?
I don't have keys. 504-331, you're on the air.
Yeah. I got hang up on.
Oh, Shamika, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on, Shamika?
So disregard it. I'm not a little child.
214-477, I think that's J-Rock.
I think
me and J-Rock always getting dropped.
Yeah, I think it's some shade on this goddamn blog talk with these southern numbers because it just go busy.
You said the
it's
Gulf
always
thing.
Me and you. Yeah.
That's
y'all Metro PCS.
I can never have
Metro
PCS,
baby. We just got
Metro
PCS down here. We just got them like a few months ago. He didn't even
they
have
enough.
You know, I have had the same phone number for 13 years with the same company, win, lose, or draw. I don't never change phone companies. If the bill
company
high,
win,
I
lose,
pay
or draw?
Win, lose, or draw, when I say that, Sprint do be doing their keys, though. Bitches will try to get you. But my thing is, I never pay half bills, bitch. I pay my whole bill. I don't give a fuck. I don't like changing companies and shit, and because every company going to have they same their different problems, so I'm just like, fuck it. I just pay the fucking bill. I don't do half bills and shit. Pay your bills before you, you know, get your priorities straight. I don't pay half rent, half lights, half phone, half. No. Just pay all your shit.
Why do you say that? White people do that all the time. That's why they have good credit. It's not a problem. If you communicate with your creditors, you will continue to have good credit. I've noticed black people don't like to call. They like to take chances. They wait till the last minute.
I don't got time for all that. I am because my job, my schedule is very strenuous. If I have to go to work at 7, sometimes getting off at 10 at night and 12, I don't catch everything when it's open, or I don't have time for all that. So I just pay the goddamn bill.
That's what the internet is.
And that's the main thing. Also, I agree with that. Black people, we don't like to save money. And the thing is, white people teach their kids how to save money. How to save money when they brought into this world. So, I mean, that's true. We don't like to, no, we like to be so lazy.
Not
all people are like that, though.
I know that is a very stereotypical
comment. Not all. If y'all watch the
Not all people, but
how many y'all watch the Susie Orman show?
I know, but you're saying we, like, you speaking to all of us, like,
I watch that goddamn Sue Orman. I be wanting to jump through the TV and choke that bitch because them people be trying to get their
black
life
people don't know
like,
how to hold on to the motherfucking money. As soon as they get that money, it's be itching a hole in their motherfucking pocket.
Exactly.
Right.
Burning a real hole in our pocket.
Not before I pay my motherfucking bills, though, bitch. But you
I'm still trying to figure out how these people be getting these thousands of dollars in taxes, and they didn't even pay that in taxes, bitch. When some of us actually put that much in,
I'm a hater. I'm sorry. I'm a hater. I am a fucking hater.
Marcus, don't be a blonde all your life. Now, come on now. You, bitch, please.
I mean, I know how they get it. I know how they get it, Alexis, but I am a fucking hater. I hate when these bitches come around with no job, talking about, girl, I got my taxes,
$5,000. Alexis, I think
I'll be getting mine next month.
That's why we need tax reform. How do you give somebody
Black people fail to realize white people have been manipulating the system for years.
Exactly.
They're going to catch y'all manipulating the system.
They've been manipulating the system, but the thing is they already knew that we wasn't going to budget. We wasn't trying to budget.
You claim somebody this year, then 2 years later somebody else claiming them. Oh, baby, the IRS is going to catch it eventually. You're going to catch
it. No.
But see, that's not the only way to get money.
Private businesses and everything.
Once again, people have been manipulating the system for years. It's just that when certain people catch hold to it, they don't know how to
work it.
Right. They always want to push it to the limit.
Baby, I'm going to tell y'all, in the 7 years the IRS has to catch you, they're going to catch you.
So Alexis,
yes.
Which trade or Bush Queen holding on to you for your tax income return? I'm sorry, this is Trash Talking Tuesdays, y'all.
You are really on a roll tonight, Bishop, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop ain't playing with you motherfucking hoes tonight.
All right, you need to light his ass up.
Bishop, let me explain one thing to your dick-sucking ass. If you can take enough dick, you can get whatever the fuck you want, okay? If that's what you're trying to ask on the fly. Because I got a few boys that can run some shit up in your ass that'll make you speak in tongues. Now, you want me to claim you? Do you want me to file you? Because I can do it now.
I'm unbothered.
Oh, okay. Bitch, you better be.
He explained his whole situation a few minutes ago to J-Rock.
What?
Bitch said he's unbothered. He said he just explained his whole situation.
Whatever.
Earlier.
270.
Claim him and his motherfucking daddy.
270312 Alexis.
Hello.
Yes.
I want to know what is the extra T on Mona Scott in the Atlanta ball? Is any extra T?
She was at the ball. She sat at the Balenciaga table. They called her out for LSS. She sat there for the first half and then she hit it.
Oh.
Ooh, Kelly, you seen the new picture they just posted?
Oh, no. Let me go look. Girl.
I'm looking at pictures.
I
want to send a shout out to Naima Ebony for fucking it up at the Atlanta Awards.
Naima won the Atlanta Awards?
Not that Naima. You know she leave out of Baltimore.
I have a Naima. She fucked it up real hard, too.
Yeah, I play too much.
You know that bitch ain't leave out of Baltimore, Alexis.
I told my sister. She said she was coming out for her new category this year. I thought she was about to break it up, give it I am.
Not with them big feet. Man,
when you call for her, she will come, Bishop.
And she will, honey. You know.
Anyway, I think Naima Ebony really, really turned it at the Atlanta Awards Ball. I think she really turned it, and she turned it real correctly.
Who?
Naima, the one with the I, not the Y.
The Vogue Diva. She fucked it up.
Miss Thing, they is turning him out, Miss Thing.
You see the picture, girl?
Are y'all
girl.
In some kind of private room that we don't know about?
No, it's not a private room. It's on somebody's wall. It's not a private room, Jason. We're not talking about a private room, honey. Hold on.
I don't want them inboxes telling us we being shady because we can't. They can't.
Okay,
sit.
Wait. I don't know how. See, I'm not trying to get up out of my bed. I don't know how to do this shit from my phone to share it.
Alexis, do it. I mean, are you near a computer, Alexis?
Who? A tutor.
Right.
A computer. I said a computer, not an Uber.
That's
a
not
computer.
What it felt like, Bishop. But okay, 347-737.
Yo.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to know why Jack Mizrahi said what was going through Ebony mind when she put them wrestling match back there to block her exit.
Say that again, Carla.
Okay, I just shared the picture in the group, buddy.
Jack Mizrahi just said, I want to know what went through Katrina Ebony mind when the wrestling match blocked her exit.
Now,
hold on. If they took enough time to put a wrestling match or whatever it was, why couldn't they put like a stairs? Because she almost knocked that child's head off of her heel.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, why did they take the time to put, I guess, those things that were blocking at the end of the was that a sliding board or a conveyor? That was a conveyor belt, correct?
That was supposed to stop her from hurting herself, correct?
All right, but if they took enough time to put the mat there, why didn't they execute something for her to get down?
Oh, I don't know.
Who is this suing cunt in their pictures?
That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, thank. Well, I didn't see Jack's interview, but thank you, caller. That's a good question.
Oh my gosh.
Next call is
516. Like, don't touch him.
516-280.
Wait a minute. You woke up like
okay. Okay. Now I was called. Somebody's giving it on here?
Naima, you got a new number?
No, this is my Dexter called, y'all.
I figured that's who that was.
Oh, they gave the very, this is what happened. They gave the very, work Naima Ebony for attorney in Atlanta, and then somebody gave the very, Naima was at the ball, and I gave the very, you know that Naima ain't travel out of motherfucking ball some more honey than the girl's just, and then, you know, Bishop gave, you know, what he gave. I don't remember what he gave.
Bishop said you not go to that IM ball with those big feet. And I told him not too much.
You see, I don't entertain him and I don't talk to him. So, but you still want to find a reason to say something to me. Okay.
Naima, you know what, Naima? Naima, secretly, not even secretly, Naima. Naima, I live for you. But it's just a joke, baby, so don't take it personal.
I am no mind.
Oh, the
I'm unbothered
okay,
with
what
it.
Was, and what was Alexa supposed to gave?
Here we go. Somebody say I gave something, right?
Oh, you supposed to something about you coming for my category or something like that or something? I don't know.
Oh,
what? You got a category, Naima?
Oh, shit.
Is that Rodney?
Actually, I do have a category, Rodney, and not too much on here.
Actually,
God bless
you. God bless you. Bigfoot catwalk. I'm going to put it like this. When my daughter do well, y'all going to motherfucking cringe.
Stop playing.
Remember I said that.
I didn't come for your category, sister. I just asked, did you walk? And the girls had gave the grade of, you know, you didn't come out of Baltimore. I said, well, she did say 2014 she was going to break it up for her new category. And that was it. Now, if anybody told you differently,
they were talking about the southern Naima, not the northern Naima.
Right. And you know what I don't get? Let me say this, okay? And anybody who knows me know I don't have a problem with saying it to anybody's face. Okay? Whether I walk or I don't. Whether I come and turn it or I don't, or whether you girls call yourself saying that you thought that was me that walked that vote and y'all knew that that was that other Naima that lives in Florida, I'm not buying it on this phone, okay?
Naima.
Let y'all know something.
Naima.
And this can go to anybody on this phone, okay? Y'all girls know enough about who the Naima that they're talking about. And y'all know good and well, that they wasn't talking about me. So therefore, that was shady to try it. It was shady to try it, and you know you were shady set, Miss Alexis. So don't try it. You knew they were talking about that other girl.
Okay?
So let's not, okay? Because
why are you mad, girl?
Excuse me?
Hey, my
name is mad, but I will tell you one thing. I've never been to a party that I wasn't invited to.
Nobody, not
okay?
Even the girl.
So all I'm
Naima,
saying is,
said,
you knew that they were
Naima.
Talking about that girl. So I mean, like, girl, it's 2014. The keys and the cacks are over. Okay?
Girl, why are you so mad? Why
are
you
Ooh.
Mad?
Naima.
And that goes for anybody on this line that I can
so
I can
mad,
address
girl?
Anybody to their face. Okay,
mad?
Let there be no, and I will be in North Carolina with my new truck and everything, bitch. I'll be there for you bitches to give every honey. I don't walk,
not
I don't do anything, I don't have anything. Trust and believe, bitch. I'll be in North Carolina.
Marcus.
My room's already booked.
Marcus said he's pressing charges.
Naima, I did say anybody who turns it, I personally will be pressing charges to make sure I'm in court. I'm not gonna admit it. Y'all can play it now. There'll be no fighting. There'll be no violence. I will be in court.
No, it's not gonna give that.
Oh, yeah,
that,
that's
you
what
know,
that was for.
This, the, you know,
she was giving you that her presence will be there, not
my presence will be there. And if any girl that wants to feel it, that wants to try it and call themselves not trying or whatever, we will exchange words. It never has to get anybody, but if it does, I don't mind flashing the shit out of anybody. Marcus, I live for you, Marcus.
But Marcus, stop getting geek.
Excuse me?
Stop getting geek. I told you, don't claim that shit. Stop getting geeked out because you think somebody's going to fight at your ball, man.
Sometimes deterrence is the best solution. You know, some people... Yeah. You know, deterrence is the best solution.
First of all, I'm not coming there on no fighting. Listen, I'm coming to
enjoy
myself.
I said that earlier to J-Rock, too. It wasn't just you.
I'm coming to spend some cash. I'm coming to make some motherfucking cash. Bitch, I'm not worried about don't fuck anybody. Was it until, like, I need
right.
to do
all
that? Right,
we're going to give all of that. We're coming
to
have a good time.
Ain't nobody on this line feeding me, fucking me, or financing me. So anybody's opinion
girl,
on this
line
doesn't mean
line
anything
like
to me.
You completely breaking it up just now.
It's not
it
that
really
serious,
wasn't.
So don't try to key on me, Alexis.
There's
like, oh she
trying
she don't travel
key
nowhere.
You, bitch, I asked a fucking question.
But you knew what you were doing by asking Alexa. You knew they were talking about that
this
other girl. You knew they were. Cut your shit, Alexa. Cut your shit.
Naima. Hold on, Alexa.
They could go out to anybody on this phone, okay?
Girl,
anybody.
That bullshit, Miss Anchor, please.
Listen, Naima.
Fuck out of here.
Naima, is it true or false?
Bishop was the one that brought up Naima's name. So, in everybody's defense, the Naima that stays on his mind is you.
Well, in the future, we just say Butch Queen and Drag Naima, which is the drag performance from Florida, and Naima is the pimp queen. That's the easiest way to differentiate them. Differentiate them.
Why is Butch to call her if they want to come through and bust it out?
I hate that fucking ringtone.
Well, bitch.
You know, I actually live for that ringtone.
Do something about it, bitch, since you hate it.
Kelly, I wanted to tell you, too, bitch. You was motherfucking city, Kelly. Whoever painted that pie, bitch, for you this past weekend, bitch.
The girls can't take me.
Okay, so we're going to ask Naima, and she's on the phone now. Naima, you saw the picture with Kelly in that black multicolored dress?
Yeah, I've seen a couple of times. And when she posted up on Instagram.
Did you see, based on which awards, Kelly, could you see that being at the Hip Hop or Source Awards on the red carpet?
You said, did I see it as a Hip Hop Awards?
No, I said, did you see it as the Source Awards or Hip Hop Awards on the red carpet?
Kelly had on?
Yeah. Yes.
What was the light was?
I can see it for like a hip hop because I mean no shade for Kelly to be the size that she is, the bitch dropping. But I can see it for a hip hop. I mean,
Everybody has their own
taste. Everybody has their own style and everything. So, I mean, on I've seen a whole bunch of bitches that come on the red carpet. I'm like, girl, where the fuck are you going? Like, what? But and then, I mean, and these are real celebrities and stuff like that. You know, some people push the envelope, they push the air. Some people just like, bitch, you shouldn't have came out. I mean, but you look at Kim Kardashian that one year when she was with Kanye West. It's like a walking cradle sofa. With all those old ass flowers and shit on that doggone dress, but to her, she thought she was
so
hit.
Marcus,
all I'm saying
that's
is,
another,
it's,
that's
it's,
Tim's across the board.
Okay, baby, it only takes one chop in ballroom. I chopped it, girl. Okay, but my
so
I was a
girl.
Oh,
ooh. You always try to get two chops.
It's
all
right, Miss Peg. I'll give y'all red carpet at the North Carolina Awards, Miss Peg. And then when they
well,
call
Kelly,
me out and I win my most
Kelly,
awards.
The category is calling for a widow, so red carpet won't work for the category.
No, you just let me know. You just let me know a few minutes in advance, Miss Peg. You know, I'll give them a look for LSS, Miss Peg. And then you let me know a few minutes in advance before you're going to announce the, you know, the awards that I'm in that segment. And then I'll change and, you know, and come out and accept my awards when, you know, for different looks for the girls.
Girl, I don't know who the fuck you think about the work. You about to wait a minute.
You know, because it's just so hard.
Hey.
It's just so hard being me, you know.
It's hard.
That would be down there, honey, with my motherfucking 35 inches of 6 bundles up in my head, bitch.
Let me tell you about when we went to brunch.
Bundles,
what
bitch.
Happened?
Huh? Say that again, Rodney.
What happened?
No, Rodney, I didn't tell him, Rodney, because I don't like tooting my own horn.
Okay, what happened?
We went to Pascal's, right, and we went in, and me and Pumps, Kelly had went to the bathroom, so me and Pumps were sitting on the side waiting on Kelly to come over to the bar. And so when Kelly came over, she began talking to me, and then this out of the clear blue sky, the man turned over and say, is that Kelly Couture from the YouTube? And we was looking
damn,
crazy.
You a worldwide sad? Damn,
girl. You know, it happens all the time, Miss Day, you know, but, you know, honey, you know, it's just, you know.
We later found out that was a queen.
It don't matter was it a queen or not, Miss Day. It ain't a ballroom queen, Miss Day, girl. And my back was turned to him, honey, and all he heard was my voice, Miss Day.
Yeah, I kind of like gagged for that for a second, Alexa. I was like, okay, got a fan right here.
And you all have to tell her. You all have to say that the bartender had to ask Kelly to get up because she was cussing too much.
So Malay, what you trying to say? You a superstar?
Hey, you know I'm there. You know I'm around, honey. You know.
Okay,
we're
going
to
eat
down,
sir.
Who's
gone? Who's
on background?
Okay,
who's that in the background?
Yeah,
who was that in the background?
Go ahead, Ed. Right. Oh, so wait a minute. So, y'all have new co-hosts or something on Tuesday?
Naima, we don't have to explain that. There are no co-hosts. If they don't, we don't have to explain that. We won't go into that. But, Naima, since we have you here, Tiffany had some questions for you yesterday that didn't get answers.
Oh, yes. This table's about to shake.
And what was that?
Tiffany. Tiffany.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I said, girl, why would you all call them a people package deal, girl? That's what I asked yesterday.
Oh, child, look, we went through that on that wall, honey. I'm done with that.
Well, girl, I asked you yesterday, girl, but, I mean, you could bring it up. Why you trying to attack my sister over here, Alexis, girl? What was that giving? Why was you, you know, let's find that out.
You said, why was I attacking? I wasn't attacking her yesterday.
No, I'm saying, why you supposed to be attacking Miss Alexis today, girl? What's your tea on
girl.
That? What was that giving?
First of all, I wasn't attacking Alexis. And second of all, I was just addressing Alexis and I was addressing Rodney. I wasn't attacking
yeah,
anybody. I was just.
You've been in attack mode, girl. What's going on with that, honey?
Attack no, it's, no, I'm not being attacked. No, such a, it may seem like that it's attack mode, but first of all, you always need to sometimes reestablish the line in the sand.
Oh,
but nobody was attacking anybody. And let me tell you something, okay? Me and Alexis have hold on. Hold on. Me and Alexis
always super stable.
Me and Alexis.
Here we go.
Always super stable. Always addressing people for somebody else. Girl.
Girl, I thought you were about to address you dumb cunt bitch.
One day that y'all paths will cross, Miss Say Girl. When I came home from jail and I heard Miss Shamika on the radio show, and I knew Miss Tiffany used to be on the radio show, I knew y'all paths will cross one day, Miss Say. So if y'all gonna give us a nasty reading session, y'all gotta go one at a motherfucking time, Miss Say, because I wanna hear this battle, Miss Say, because bitch, both of y'all mouths are nasty.
Well, Kelly, you been doing it all night long.
You missed
Kelly,
it.
What were you at earlier?
I wasn't on earlier.
Well, I'm about to unmute them one by one.
So who's going first, Jason?
I'm bringing Tiffany on, and yeah, I'm going to let you. Tiffany. Tiffany. You and Shamika were private. If you and her are going to do this, y'all are going to do this one at a time, or y'all are going to be private because nobody can hear y'all.
Honey, people don't need to worry about what the fuck I say and who the fuck I'm taking up for. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. I'm going to take up for
Shamika, you and Tiffany cannot do this talking over each other. If y'all are going to do it, it's going to be one at a time. You are unmuted, and she's muted right now.
Okay. My thing is, she always addressing somebody for somehow. Like, what the fuck is she a bouncer at the club? She's security. Like, I'm so tired of this big husky bitch. Like, you in that bathroom, sound like you're seeing they work to help bathe you or something, bitch. Like, she getting an old school douche or something, bitch, with the big old heating pad. Girl, please. I'm not worried about you, bitch. I'm not worried about you at all. You talking about I don't have friends. None of y'all from my area. Y'all come down to jail. I know I invited him over to my house for Christmas if he was down here. I have nothing to hide. It's not that serious. I'm away from the South, bitch. It's not that serious. I'm not a fan kid with children.
Tiffany?
Wait, what?
Hello?
Am I muted?
No, you're not muted. Shamika, you just said I get Chris Owens.
Tiffany?
Can't hear you.
Well, we can keep both of y'all on, but when one speaks, the other one can't go. You just gotta let them finish, honey.
Wait, who's talking?
This
girl,
is Kelly.
It was the first 45 minutes of the show.
But my
okay, we lost Rodney. I'm bringing Rodney back.
Can
you
have?
What's this
to hang
at Christmas?
202-560.
Yeah, I'm bad. Thank you.
Okay, Rodney.
Miss Thang, bitch, y'all bitches are battling, Miss Thang.
No, honestly,
bitch,
I think this is a way
to go. You better have a corporate job, bitch. You better, honey. Get it together. I'm 21, a college student with no kids.
Oh, shit.
And your point.
Oh,
bitch, I've been there and I've done that. Bitch.
I don't get
really
it.
Graduated, bitch. So what
are
you
fine.
Saying?
You're
right.
You how old are you? How old are
you?
How old are you? Kids?
No,
I hope you have a degree.
I hope you have a degree.
You have kids, and you have a man and kids. I hope you have a degree. I'm glad you have a degree. It's your age. How old are you, Tiffany? How old are you, Tiffany?
Tiffany, both of them, wait, hold on, because somebody's texting me. Both of them that's on the phone is both biological women that's on the phone that's going back and forth at it.
So why are you spilling tea?
Excuse me?
That's gonna be like,
because I have people that's not in the scene, they say, that listens to the show on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday, and when they have questions, because they don't press one, they text my phone and ask questions about what's going on. So I let them know what's going on.
No, that's not a problem.
You didn't hear your phone just go off? That sweet Fantasia joke?
Yeah.
Kelly, did you see this picture that Chris Glover put up in the room? You look like Hip Hop Awards to me. These bitches for what it is.
Yes, and they dresses were shorter than mine.
Yeah.
Bitch, please.
It's not just the length. It was everything.
What was everything? What was everything? What did it give you awards? Because I had on a boot mistake. Would have been better if I would have had on a heel.
Okay, Kelly, this is what I'm gonna say.
I think Tiffany CNA working her and bathe her. I'm gonna fuck her up.
What was you saying, Marcus?
What I said was, the name of the ball was Fashion Fetish. So basically, all the categories had to do with like high fashion, pretty much. Everything pretty much called for high fashion looks, per se. So with that in mind, with the theme of the ball, when they asked for red carpet, you would have assumed they was looking for, you know, a gown or something.
Well, it was a lot of people that was in there that wasn't in gowns. The pictures is up. Go look at
I read them, too. I read them, too, Kelly. You just happened to be on the phone.
Well, okay. If you bring it up, the ball, I finally saw the clip of Chanel in what's his name? Rico? Is that his name? Used to be an Escada, Marcus?
Right, uh-huh.
I don't think they should have been shot.
Okay, my question is, would you consider that Pucci dress a winter dress? Would you say she was in the season?
Yeah.
With her back cut out like that?
Some awesome old shoulders was out. She didn't have no flaps. I know, please.
Well, you got all those celebrities that just was on the red, with their backs out, and it's winter time.
It was in L.A. too, girl. It was in L.A.
Don't matter.
In Atlanta in January.
It's winter.
Chanel had a full dress on, Marcus. Her back was.
She has a full dress on. It I knew it was a Pucci dress. But
is it wintertime? Is it wintertime in Atlanta and California the same time?
It's wintertime all over.
What's the weather in California right now?
It'll get 60 something tonight.
60? Why?
I don't think they should have been chopped.
It's 19 degrees in Atlanta.
Ooh, okay, what if the bitches want to wear their daisy dukes in 19 degrees? No way.
But that's not, when you walk in best dress, you're dressed to the season.
Well, if you're a fat bitch, Mustang, and you're coming out with a dress with your back out, and you're
allowed
in 19 degree weather, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Atlanta, Mustang, you always have your motherfucking mink or your fox on.
Exactly.
Okay, because I can go out with my motherfucking back out, Mustang. I went to the coldest winter ever with all my motherfucking cleavage out last year, bitch, and it was cold, bitch, and I had on my mink coat.
Okay. But Kelly, that was September. It was still.
The closest with Emma was in January.
That's a funny time. That's a funny time. But girl, it's January. It's cold outside, girl. You're not. When they say dress to season, that's what they be talking about.
I don't think I'm dressed out of season.
It was she. It might have been a year-round dress, but it looked out of season.
Because of the colors. But the
because of the colors and the cut and everything. Y'all fashion girls, can y'all
hold on? Are we talking about?
No, I'm asking a question.
And to be honest with you, the look didn't necessarily complement each other. When you look at it, when you say team anything, you would think they would be cohesive. He had on a red fur, and she had on like a red and pink dress. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it didn't have the cohesion like everybody else did per se.
Well, so you want him to have on the same color? He had on a
black. It didn't have to be the same color. It just had to be a little more. It looked like more like if they were going to the prom together. Would you have thought they were?
It didn't look the normal cohesive, is what you're saying. Because if you want to be technical, black is a universal color. You can wear just about anything with black. Then not only that, but her dress had black in it also.
Basically, I'll say this. If they were walking regular best dress, he would have got tens and she would have got chopped. And everybody, you could basically tell she was, you know, and it really wasn't that. It could have been people just didn't know who she was. So they didn't feel like she was a strong contender, and they paid it. Had they known her, she probably would have gotten through. Or had she been known for, we know Chanel because we know Chanel is a fab girl. She has clothes and stuff like that.
Right.
But she's not, you know. There's politics in that, too.
Yeah, I see.
Had there been somebody else in that same dress, they might would have got through.
Right.
But, and what did you say about Simone's dress? You didn't think Simone was in season?
No, that's not what I said. I said,
you
said that her back was out. You said that Chanel's back was out. And I said, Simone didn't have no sleeves on. Her whole top was open.
She didn't have
no straps.
I'm not necessarily saying about the straps. Okay, okay. When would you wear a wool suit? Hello?
Yeah.
When would you wear a wool suit?
In the wintertime.
Okay. When would you wear a nylon dress?
That's kind of hard because you can wear it year round.
Right? Had on kind of looked summer, spring like. I mean, it's no shade.
I think the colors is what made people look at it as summer, springish.
Well, that too, that helped. Had it been like a darker color, it might would have looked a little different.
Whose phone is that?
Somebody need to
Rodney,
get
you're quiet. Did you see the pictures?
I'm on mute.
I haven't seen any pictures yet. They have all the contestants' pictures on there?
The video is in the underground. And then somebody wore the
private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, well, Marcus, shut the fuck up, child. Now, get back to Miss Motherfucking, the two cunts reading each other, honey. Now, tell Miss Tiffany to get up in their phone is loud or clear any other day, honey. But let her get up in their phone, honey. Take them off of mute. Let's get it cracking, honey. Tell Miss Marcus to shut up.
I guess you didn't get to come to the ball, girl. We sorry. You still waiting on the videos to post, huh?
No, faggot, because I just had to come back to school for my last year, queen. Now, sit down, cloud.
Yeah,
Kelly.
Your last year.
Kelly.
Yes?
Are we going to have a reading category at the Teen of the Chopped Ball?
Y'all want Rebel Rogue? Miss Stan, y'all want us to add that category? You want me and Rodney to add that category, Rebel Rogue?
Because these bitches be talking a lot on the phone. Bitch, I want to grab the mic, and I want the first bitch to come tell me in my face.
When is the Tens of Chaps
song? Oh, child, just make sure you got on your level, motherfucker, pants, bitch, J-Rock, honey.
I surely will.
I want to hear the crunch, honey. I don't want to hear you. Put the crunch on the phone.
I want.
Well, we could definitely add verbal vogue, and that would be the last category of the night.
Bitch, I'm not moving. I'm the first person out. I want every bitch to come up there.
Can we unmute the cunts, honey? I want to hit a reading session.
They're not muted, sweetie.
They're not muted. They just paid it, honey. They got tired of reading, Miss A.
So, Miss Tiffany, you've been on this platform for all this motherfucker time, honey, and normally you loud as a motherfucker dove, honey, and them kids be in their house sleeping. You reading, honey, riding around in their car, child. And you so quiet like you in the back of the pew. Child, open that file.
Is that
no,
Diana? Shamika, you let Miss Shamika chew you up, honey. Let me. This is a coven, honey. Yes, you better work, honey, Miss Fiona. Fiona done chewed her up.
Any fucking thing,
sweetheart. I have
a
fucking thing. How the fuck
I
want to
go? I know that's right. Get us, Shamika. For Black History, I am going to thank you, Tiffany Chanel, the world's first Black mammy. Thank you, mammy.
Ooh, did she call her the Black Miss Piggy?
I'm a teacher. Our future kids are about to for Black
y'all
History.
Y'all
got
to get the shit thrown at, honey.
The first Black mammy. There she is. Thank
oh,
you, Tiffany.
Shit.
Shamika, why she not up in that phone, honey? If you go through the archives, she loud as day. Is she quiet?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because it's a
nonsense.
Let me put
that
wheel
in her bag.
Who
is that talking?
That's a
don't
problem.
Don't worry about it. My name is Troublemaker, honey. Troublemaker. Troublemaker, and I got the shit thrown at.
You're talking about something.
I can't hear you, honey. I can't hear you.
Bitch, I said what I had to say.
Hello?
I
can't hear you, honey. We can't hear
you.
If
you
said
what you had to say,
you
should have paid him, baby.
You can't hear me?
You should have paid him.
Hello?
You should have paid him just like you said you paid as much as you weighed.
You can't
pay
him.
You should have paid him. You
should have
paid him, honey.
No, she shouldn't have paid me, honey. She should have paid that cell phone bill because the bars ain't too high tonight, child. It's a little honey.
Don't do it, though.
All right.
That's their Virgin Mobile iPhone.
I think Tiffany
not
talking shit because it's another fish.
She hiding in the bathroom yelling.
The other person coming in.
She in the bathroom yelling, seeing their worker just staring at her. That lady just over there to help you take a bath.
Let her talk.
Shamika,
listen, this is Troublemaker. So I have a question. So you telling me that Tiffany's Molly the Maid?
No, I said Shamika is my
No, she said, I'm not worried about no Tiffany.
Oh.
Tiffany is a CNA
You let Tiffany call you the maid?
I'm not worried about her. You think I'm worried about this one girl you said?
No.
I got my life from the first day I came home, Miss Day, and I listened to Trash Talk Motherfucking Tuesday, Miss Day. I gave the ready to myself, bitch. The day Shamika and Tiffany go at it is gonna be classic, Miss Day. Girl, I got my life, Miss Day. It made my pussy wet, Miss Day, to hear those two bitches read it.
And they still going at
it. My dick was hard as a motherfucker listening to them.
Naima, are you back? Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you. I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of which, y'all was talking about outfits and dresses and season and out of season and things like that. And I'm not being funny when I ask this, but I just, out of curiosity, I just kind of wanted to know this. Where was Rose Chanel going at with that high split on that dress like that? And that dress, and it's just my, and it's, I'm not being serious, but it's my opinion, and therefore I can express my opinion. But it just looked kind of cheap to me.
Well, Naima, can I ask you a question?
No, you can't ask me.
No, not Naima. No, it's not a bad question.
No,
see, don't think everything that come out my mouth fears. So why you think everything that come out my mouth fears? Hey, listen, cut.
Bishop, if she's not going to respond to you, she's not going to answer you, she's not going to respond to you, this, why do you even attempt to try?
Okay. I think Naima looks very good in black and gold. And black and gold. And what I was going to say is, what was her favorite color?
I'm on the Trash Talk Tuesday, and I don't know why y'all keep letting this child sit on this dog on show with y'all.
Mind you, my people that's listening to this, said that Shamika and Tiffany both sound like dying birds. They just texted my phone down, honey. Oh, my God. They are key mistake.
Bishop, somebody said, how are you reading anybody when you try to shoot yourself with a BB gun?
Oh, Lord.
I'm done.
Okay. And yes, still then again, I'm on bother.
And Naima.
So nobody's going to answer my question?
And Naima, somebody said that, because my inbox is muted, but Naima, somebody said that the Naima, I guess that's in Florida, looks softer than you.
Okay, that's fine. But I tell you one thing, you see that in your inbox, you see they won't come to my inbox to say it.
Well, there you have
one thing about me, I wouldn't care if the fuck they came to my inbox, I still won't bother. I done been talked about and ran over so many times in the ballroom saying it.
Oh,
I just laugh at the shit now.
Geez. Oh, my
God. So, PK off that.
You're not bothered.
Somebody get me the motherfucking violin so I can play it.
And you know what? Somebody get me the motherfucking Uber so I can send a big custom-made Uber for Bigfoot.
Oh, shit.
So are you going to walk this time, Naeem? Are you going to walk Bigfoot realness? Or should I say Bigfoot catwalk? I'm unbothered. And I was
going
to say you look pretty in black and gold, and I wasn't trying to be so fierce to your little ass.
Oh, at any rate, when did she become a part of your cast?
Why are you so mad? Because your show not making ratings?
Oh, shit.
Actually, my show hasn't been on to make any type of ratings. And when I was on the air, my ratings were skyrocketed. Would you like to see the screenshot of my ratings?
Because it was like crickets on your show. I know
no,
a show
was,
when I know a good show when I hear
on
one, miss.
Oh, no, it would never crickets on my show. You just mad because you wasn't on it.
Oh, no, hey, miss, I don't plan on being a host for this show or nothing. I just, like, I live for this show. I live for the show.
But you still is irrelevant. You will always be irrelevant. You try to become relevant on this show, okay? So you focus on one thing, all right? Because the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and apparently yours is gone. So don't sit up in here and think that you want to try to challenge me or read me. Because you can, because the read is, you are the read.
The read is,
hello.
To the person that just texted me, you need to stop your motherfucking shit. And I'm tired of hearing motherfucking Bishop and motherfucking Naeema go at it. That's a classic. That's a classic read, Miss Day. Girl, put that back in the box, Miss Day, girl. That's just sexual tension.
You're back, troublemaker.
Yeah, when the fuck has Naeema ever been in a dress, honey?
Girl,
y'all got these characters on here like, bitch, listen, if you're not
going
to...
I'm not a camera
person,
honey, my name is Troublemaker, and when have you
your
ever had a dress on?
Senseless.
You
your
are a read, and you
senseless.
Are senseless, because you've never had a split
and
up a dress.
And I'm talking to you, and you're going to look so foolish talking to yourself now.
That's all right, because I can put on a dress and look better than you in it. You've been drinking. you better go to the partition.
Private caller, you're on the air.
You should go.
Hey, hello, I'd like to send a shout out to the House of Fellas.
Hey, Granny.
So I just had to call in here because you know it's 2014. And we supposed to be improving ourselves. Now, you know, Tricky Dick came up on here talking about how he loved the girls and he was into the girls. And we knew that was a bunch of bullshit and we could see through all that. Now, Bishop, it is your goddamn turn. I ain't never known no chaser to know all the fucking gay slang that you know. And carry on. You ain't... I'm just confused. What the fuck is going on? Do you like the lady boys or do you like the boys?
Grandma.
You know, use a whole bunch of gay slang and shit for you not to be wrestling with the chair.
Well, Grandma, like I said, in 2013, you notice you don't hear me yelling.
I'm not you use all the terms and shit, but you supposed to be a man. You got the terms down better than
okay, hold on.
I know.
What's your definition of a man? Because I was born a man.
I think you're a man that likes a man, and that not just the girly man.
Well, I'm now I'm comfortable in my skin, and back back when the radio show was on and I was acting a fool, I wasn't comfortable in my skin. But when it come a time where you got to stop being immature about yourself and recognize the real about yourself. And that's what I did. And
oh,
now I feel much more comfortable.
You said that's so you coming out the closet.
I don't call it coming out the closet if you gay, if you gay the same way I am.
Wait a minute, you confusing me. Do you like the
no,
boy?
I think you confusing
like the,
me.
Or do you like the lady boy?
Mimi, I like people just like you.
You so full of shit. You know you
like hey, yeah, hold on. You know who I know who it is? Grandma, I know who you are, Mimi.
You're really retarded. I don't even know who the fuck a Mimi is.
Nah, I know. Grandma, I've known who you've been for a long time.
And you's a damn lie with your retarded gay. yeah, that's all I want to know. Because, Bishop, you need to stop bullshitting us like Tricky Dick and just go get you a boyfriend.
Get a boyfriend.
Yep. Yeah, we know that's what you really want.
Uh-huh.
So y'all don't put me on hold, though. I'm not talking about
y'all right, girl. You right.
Shamika and Tiffany, y'all need to be shaving y'allself up on here sounding just like a bunch of cackling hens. And Tiffany, you should not be arguing with that young gal. You supposed to be somebody's mammy, and the girl is thinking she's and it was.
Hey, Brandon.
Well, Brandon, you
me.
Reading everybody today. Tonight.
Thank you, Brandon. I'll put you back in the hole.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Fine.
I want to say, I love him. I still love Tiffany. But anyways, don't put me back on mute, Jason.
Okay, Grady.
Tell Granny she ain't give me no love tonight or nothing.
I don't know what Granny said because I mean,
Granny Rodney said you ain't give him no love.
I'm sorry, Big Sexy. I enjoyed you last night too, Rodney. You was a little testy. You weren't taking no shit. I like that in you. I was turned on.
Got to work with Kelly and Marcus now. They holding me back now. You know, they be carrying on there, so I got to go.
Yeah, I was loving that. Yeah, I see Marcus, his balls is even dropping a little bit more this year. But you got to hold the horses before you get slapped again. So don't put me back on mute.
Okay, great.
Granny just stepped in the building and read me and read everybody else.
Oh, not me.
Bless you.
Now I'm going to bother.
204-960.
Yeah.
Whose phone is that sound like it's breaking up?
It ain't mine.
Mm-mm. Not mine, because I put it on mute every time I had somebody on.
I'm a Premier customer.
Yes, not me with that chair.
Jason, you know I'm having we're doing a road trip over here, honey. I'll be driving.
Oh yeah,
down
I heard about
Carolina.
That $100 that you want to charge the girl.
Yes, I sure am, bitch. You're not gonna get up in my motherfucking 2013 truck, bitch, and for no e-frog.
Well, bitch, you charging them $100 if they went from Baltimore, bitch. I charge the girls $100 from New York, bitch. Damn.
Well, it's $100 round trip, and I think that's very good.
So you dropping them off at their? So are you dropping them off at their hotel?
Your $100 includes us leaving from Baltimore, because you had to give me my cash before we leave. And when we get down to North Carolina, I'll drop you off at your hotel. When it comes time to go to the ball, I'll take you to the ball, and I'll bring you back to your hotel. You want to do anything additional, bitch, it's a coin.
It's no shame, but it's business.
Yes, Naima, for being an Uber.
Naima, don't take no credit card.
No, I don't, honey. I take nothing but cash. I'm coming to spend cash, and I'm coming to make cash, honey, down there. Believe that.
You take gift cards?
Hey, man, they acting like it's pride down that motherfucker.
And I'm still waiting.
I don't take no gift cards unless I know what the coin is on there.
Naima, huh? I'm still waiting for the FedEx man to knock on my door.
Oh yeah, ooh, bitch. Oh, I got. You know what, Kelly? You know what? I got you. I do. I'm not gonna put my address on there. You know, just in case. You know, that gets rerouted or get lost in the mail because the girls gonna get me. But I got you, man.
Okay. What you said in there, dildo? Why everybody always talking in code?
Mm-hmm. J-Rock, why the first thing you think of was a damn dildo?
That's what Kelly had on her picture.
Hey, first of all, Kelly's not interested in no dildo. We're not even talking about that.
She want that meat, that big
one. Face her mouth.
You just won't learn. You will not learn.
Who
the hell is that breathing like they having sex?
That's Alexa, she fell asleep.
Don't you even try it.
Oh, I thought Alexa fell asleep.
So, and
so
husband just hit me up, honey. I can't wait to see him in the
car. Who did your mug?
What'd you say?
Who did your mug those both of those nights?
My daughter, the legendary Butch Queen Up and Drag, the Asian Mizrahi.
Is she a makeup artist or something?
Yeah, she sure is.
Because that smoke I was up the chain.
Yes, honey. She'll be doing my makeup both nights in North Carolina also.
I'm going to try to get Jason to do mine.
There it is.
Jason and Prodigy. He's got
a lot
of people
makeup.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get him, honey, because I had the coin. He's going to try to paint me.
Okay, who in the damn bathroom?
I'm sorry, I had to use the bathroom.
You know, most of the time when all this noise be on the phone, anyway, it be Callie, because she be on
the
phone.
No, it don't be me, bitch. What the fuck? I'm going to leave out the bathroom and not flush the motherfucking toilet and wash my hands? Like, what the fuck?
No, Callie, wait a minute. I'm not just talking about in the bathroom, bitch. You now anyway over there, honey, in that place.
Honey, I had to motherfucking flush the toilet and wash my motherfucking hands. So y'all gonna hear some noise, honey. I'm walking through the house, child.
Child, your mute works on that phone, honey.
Okay, bitch, please.
But not too much, not too much, Miss Kelly.
Not too much.
What kind of truck you get now, Emma?
Cause it ain't nothing for me to show up on Manida.
Baby,
say it before to be exact.
I got my truck now, bitch. It ain't nothing for me to show up on Manida, honey.
Well, you show up here on Manida if you want to, bitch.
Yeah, what kind of truck did you get?
Huh?
What kind of truck did you get?
Yukon Denali, 2013.
Oh, well, bitch, you would have, bitch. Yeah, well, you damn sure do need to charge. You need to charge the girl $150 this day with all that gas this day.
I'm good, honey. I mean, you know, I'm being. Let me tell you, mother. I have a coin, so you know, I'm being really reasonable. It's my house, family, and stuff like that. Bitch, road trip. Yeah, $100,000 pieces. That's good.
Mistake. I gotta take some. I gotta take some pictures of the new babies and put them up. Mistake. They just moving all over the place and stuff now.
So how long you got to keep them with their mother and the father before you sell them?
Mistake, it takes them 3 weeks before they even open their eyes, mistake. But these little motherfuckers, they're walking and everything already, baby. They're climbing. I'm looking at them right now, baby. They're climbing all over Laomi's neck and everything. These bitches are moving. You know, it's only three of them now. One of them died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buttons,
Bunnings passed away the next day, honey. But we ain't even, I ain't even named them, honey. I got to get some names. It's two boys, and a girl. I got to get some names for them.
We named them after Jatiya, Jewel, and JoJo.
No.
504-331.
Listen, you smoking up all my cigarettes, baby. Y'all better walk to the store and get some more cigarettes.
One day, Jason.
Okay. Shamika.
Honey, RJ is an OG, honey. You think he's going to have any more kids?
Baby, I'm not with Chanel.
214, but that's J-Rock.
He's going on with the Gulf Coast. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. 270.
Wait a minute.
270-3712.
Yes, I want to know when the next Kelly and Khadija battle.
There's not that's over. That was 2013, Miss Thing. For 2014, I will not be reading with insufficient people, Miss Thing, giving them life my name.
Girl, that is so tired.
Miss Thing, it's time for girls to stand on their own feet, Miss Thing, girl. I made a lot of old school girls relevant in the last couple of years. I'm not doing that for 2014.
You tried that.
And I don't want to read with Khadija anyway. She's an ebony, and then I have to read with her, and then I got to hear your mouth because she really don't come up on the radio. I ain't got nobody got time for that.
Not even bump bitters.
Where's Meechie?
You know what? I want to say something, Kelly. Hold on one second. Hold on. And bitch, it's no shade. I even keyed in this a little bit too, Kelly, when she said this. When we was at the free ball in Baltimore, and she was up there flirting with the officer, bitch, it was a classic when she rubbed the officer's shoulder, and she said, "Excuse me, can I ask you something?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Did you free Kelly?" And bitch, that was no more good. I said, "No, it's on Barbara Strobe's. It's on his I guess when they was doing the in the mix or at the man for whatever it was." But she looked at her like, "Girl, who the fuck is Kelly?" She said, "Excuse me, did you see Kelly?" And he looked at her like, "What?"
Oh my God, my phone just rung. I told y'all, my people be listening to this show. They just texted me and said, "Khadija ain't got no right reading nobody. She ain't even got no teeth in her mouth."
Oh.
Miss Day, I can't with them. I really can't.
Did it snow real heavy up there? I saw Alexis's video where she
girl, bitch,
it over
my whole my whole motherfucking truck is covered, bitch.
It's a picture,
shut up. Girl, no, I want to take no picture because the last time the girls might come over here and bust my windows out again, Miss Day.
They can't get up there. Not all we up there, they can't.
You know it's supposed to snow Thursday also.
Oh, no.
We don't stop me, bitch, because I got an automobile that could get through that motherfucking shit, bitch. I still got to get out here to work, honey.
Girl, bitch, please. Let me tell you something, Naima. Don't let those motherfuckers fool you, bitch, and tell you that you got snow tires, bitch, because I got snow tires on my truck, bitch, and mine still slide, bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's still, you know, she's still doing a slight little, fishtail tee, and stuff like that here and there. But trust and believe, I can get through there a lot motherfucking faster than the average car.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can, bitch. Oh, girl, I go across a pile in a minute, bitch.
Oh, yeah,
She's y'all better be careful about that. Y'all better be careful about that fishtailing and shit.
Yes, Lord, Mr. Egg, honey.
Because I was going up to PA a couple of days ago, and I was on the highway. No, it was last week, and it was raining real, real bad. And I was doing, like, 80 out there, because it ain't nothing to do that. This motherfucking car was in front of me, and this bitch must have thought I was racing or something like that, but I really wasn't. But I really was trying to get up there, though, to this particular store. And I was going, dodging and weaving through the traffic and stuff, and this bitch went past me. Well, honey, She did one bob and weave, honey, and then her ass ended up on the motherfucking guardrail. It scared the shit out of me. I said, mind you, I had me and my sister and my best friend, and I threw on them brakes. I said, oh, shit. Everybody woke up in the car. Was like, what's wrong? I said, look at that bitch right there, honey. She's slipping and sliding, bitch, and went up into the guardrail. I said, well, let me slow down, honey. Slow down and live.
If you're listening from the chat room, you have 10 minutes before we go into record mode. If we lose anybody, I want to say thank you again for tuning in to Trash Talk Tuesday with myself, J-Rock, Shamika, Justin, who's still with us, Bishop, and everybody else that calls in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, with the state of emergency, which should be really interesting. All right, back to our regular schedule.
And who is breathing like that?
I don't know, but they're in their life.
Who is dying like that, Miss Sega? It sounds like some bitch is dying, but it's like a big fat beach whale.
That's Kelly that was over there breathing. That's why you don't hear it no more.
No, bitch, you don't hear me motherfucking breathing, bitch. I'm sitting here accepting these 145 friend requests on Instagram.
Whoever that was, bitch, they sound like they taking one in the mouth and one in the butt.
Bitch, they sound like they motherfucking dying, like they need an oxygen mask.
Shake the dice, honey.
If they take one in the butt and the mouth, that's visual.
They sound Ooh. Like they're in the astronaut suit.
Jason, you know you missed my status where I was watching a movie called Holy Moses.
I did.
You seen that movie, Jason?
Is it on? Is it on Comcast? Is it on? What's the name? Just talking to
herself. Talk. No. Sorry. No, I remember. I had made the status on my wall a couple of days ago. And the part of the movie that I always key at where he was the tour guide, the guy, remember the guy was taking him all over Jerusalem and was telling them the different stories of the Bible, but you know it's a comedy.
Naima.
And it's funny.
They said, my people listening to the show, they said, hang up on Ugly. She's just talking to hear herself talk. Bye, girl.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know how they tell the stories, you know, with the Bible, but they joke it. And the man, the tour guy, he was like, okay, so now we're going to the Mountain of Temptation where Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So we're going to have lunch here. I kid because he didn't eat the whole time. So they're going to go up there and eat this. You've got to see it, Jason. It's called Woolly Moses.
Okay. I wrote that down. I'm going to look for it. Oop, they can't. They
gotta watch it. Gotta watch it.
They can't.
Y'all gotta, it's a key. Y'all got to see. I'm telling y'all, anybody who know the Bible or whatever, or you know just a little bit of it, they actually make fun of so many of the stories. It's a key. It's a comedy. Okay. Trust me. Anybody who sees it is going to key off of it.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Like, remember, Jason, remember, like, in the story, how they said in Sodom and Gomorrah, how, you know, if you turn back around and you look at the city that's burning, you'll turn to salt.
Right.
And remember Lot's wife turned to salt. Well, they had Satan coming up, and like Lot's wife turned to salt, and then Satan walks up and said, oh, so you're just coming from the damned? He said, I'm not going to take you just yet. He's talking to Lot. But he scraped his face. Because he had a soup in his hand. Y'all girls are fierce.
Who's playing that cricket sound effect? That is shame.
It's probably Bishop late ass. I don't give a shit because she's whatever.
I'm talking about my bitch.
Oh, you trying it over there, Kelly?
Okay,
I'm not trying to be.
I'm
telling you what the listeners is saying.
404-432. Okay, if you don't have anything to say, please press 1 and take your hand down. Private caller, you're back.
Hello?
Yes.
Naima, shut the fuck up, bitch. You always funny in my
Here we go. Private callers and funny voices. Y'all don't get no life off
of
me to read that.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. You always running your motherfucking mouth. Bitch with them big granddaddy cheeks.
Oh, shit. Girl.
I'm not today.
That's the granddaddy cheeks.
917-270 917-270
Bye, girl. Hang up on her.
Right. See you. And hang up on that private caller because it'll be after 2 o'clock if she bring her late ass back on the line. Because she's doing what everybody else is doing. They want to call and read. They're listening.
Oh, no. Shamika, you got like 3 minutes to call back in before you get to Shamika.
Hello.
So, obviously, I'm not that boring. Obviously, you want to hear what the fuck I got to say. I couldn't be talking that much because you're late.
Hello, 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 hello.
That's so...
Yeah.
Bring a little black one here.
5-1.
Hello?
Yeah.
404-432.
Whose number is that? It keeps coming.
Okay, so let's see. Mm-hmm. We still have Justin, Bishop, Kelly, Alexis.
So as I don't say anything, honey, nobody's talking, but just giving silence on the mic.
J-Rock, Naima, Rodney, Shamika, you're back. J-Rock, you're back.
I never left.
Well, it said your call dropped, big head.
Oh, Samaya is the key, bitch. This picture is the key. Oh, Miss Samaya, bitch, I love her. You need to pick Samaya.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question. Don't you know like around the Super Bowl time when they be doing the commercials and stuff and all the little funny commercials and stuff? Yeah, around like the Super Bowl and stuff with the commercials and stuff. Can't y'all just see Alexis Chanel with that naked video when she was coming in the room broken butt naked on a Super Bowl commercial and get her little 3 seconds? Because I submitted her video, honey. Let's just see if they play it. Could you see them going in halftime and she just comes here walking butt naked across the video screen nationwide?
How much do I win?
Well, I own the rights to the video now, honey, so you
don't get anything, and I'm sorry. No, you don't own no rights to nothing, because you
Oh, yes, I do, honey.
Okay.
No, we won't.
No, you lost all your rights when you posted it to the internet.
Let me tell you something, honey. When you listen, sweetie, when you release something to Facebook, you give up your rights, honey. You need to know what you're doing. I'm very intelligent, and I have the right to that video, and you do not own it once you post it to the world, sweetie. Thank you. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't release anything.
No, she didn't. Well,
it doesn't matter who leaked it. Once it gets to Facebook, she does not own the rights, and I got it off Facebook.
Well,
and when I get it from Facebook,
hey,
she does not own it.
Hold on. Hey, listen, man. Since it's 2014, mistake, she didn't release the video, mistake.
Oh.
Buka sent the video out.
Oh. Well, thank you, Buka. I have a contract with that video, and I'll be making my money off that video. God, thank you.
Oh, okay, can I ask you a question, man? Can I ask you a question? Did you go to the Library of Congress to get a copyright?
No, I did not. I spoke with my lawyer.
Then you don't have rights to it.
Yes, I do. My lawyers did it.
Bishop, you don't have time to argue with me about this. Alexis, I don't have time to talk, but thank you for being an endorsement to Scott's petition.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. You are the new face.
Thank you. I'll send you a green dot. No, you won't send me no green
dye. Bitch, did he say I'll send you a green dye?
501-743.
That shit out there?
No.
501-743.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
You guys sound like faggots.
What do you think you sound like?
Somebody that got chopped at a ball.
Wait, Kelly, have y'all talked about that motherfucking the two trans men that walked this weekend, the ones with the dreads and the light skinned Chanel. Have y'all talked about them too yet?
Oh, I wasn't there for the second half of Stewart's ball. I had to fly.
No,
home.
Not Stewart. No.
That was
no,
at the ball.
What's the name, Ball?
That was at the ball on Saturday night. He won the $500 for the open floor of realness category.
Five.
The only person that turned the table was the one with the dreads.
Oh, it's no mother. Let me tell y'all something, okay? It's no motherfucking shade.
What is it?
That child with them dreads, bitch, remind me. I don't know if I want to say Waka Flocka or Silk the Shaka or whoever, but that
Waka
motherfucker.
Flocka,
so you said
yeah, Waka Flocka, that's what it is. Huh? No, I didn't mean, Alexa said it right. I don't know where the fuck I got Silk the Shaka from, or Mystical, whoever I said. But he, Waka Flocka, but that Chanel. That motherfucking should, baby, let me tell y'all something. Ain't no way to,
girl.
You know, I can see how the trade can be fucked up in their head when they see the girls that look so real, and
hold
then
on,
they then they tell
J-Rob,
them to see, and they tell them.
What did you just say, J-Rob?
Uh-huh.
I said the light skin one, I can still see. The girl in her face, like, I can still see the girl.
Hell no, you can't see. How
look,
you doing?
Naima, can
let
I please?
All just aside, before I even knew who he was, when a picture came down my newsfeed, I was like, at first because I had to look at his size, I said, this got to be a trans man. And that was the only reason because of his size. But just looking at him, there was no way he could have walked school.
No, his face, you know what I'm saying? His body is white. But his face still, I can still see the feminine features in his face. But the one with the dreads just completely sold it. I mean, I'm just like, I wouldn't have been able to, even though you're telling me that this is a girl, I would tell him you're lying.
Is the kid dropping?
I think it would have fucked me. That one with the dreads, no shade, I think it would have fucked me up all the way, bitch. Take them clothes off, and there's no dick there, and it was coochie there.
Right.
I would have been like, wait.
Marcus, is Marcus still on here?
Okay, come on, bitch. Take a picture.
Because,
ain't
I mean,
no
if Marcus
woman,
is still on
no,
here,
ain't.
Marcus was giving out a challenge to two trans men and telling them to come to the people's choice.
That was the reason that's how that topic came up last night, the show.
Well, first of all, I don't think none of them are more real than KT Mizrahi, XX Shotta.
Why you gotta say X is Scott? Why you gotta say KT is right here?
Cause I want everybody to know what's going on. Well, KT is right here. They don't kill me.
Well, listen, no shame.
But you know,
Marquise, whatever house he in, I don't know what house he in now. But he's just about the realest one there is to me. No shame.
Marquise is who? The one with the dreads?
No, Marquise.
Ooh. J-Rock, you are one shady.
Baby, yeah. I did not do that. I don't even know who no
I'm
Marquise is.
I'm trying to get
is.
The tea from Alexis. Alexis, who is Marquise?
He used to
not
finish. He used to date
Jamie's lover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. The one with the... That walked at the coldest winter, right? Oh no! It wasn't the coldest winter. It was the other ball. He came out in his underwear. And said, oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Marquise, not only is he real as fuck, but he's sexy as fuck too. You like?
That's Kelly, baby.
She's playing with
the girl.
I'm trying to tell you. Pay her no attention.
Them trans men is right up Kelly's Avenue, honey.
That's not me, baby. I'm sitting here playing with the motherfucking puppy. What are you talking about?
But I want to know your opinion on Waka Flocka and the light skin child of Walter, and then Sean King that turned around and walked on Sunday.
I love Sean.
You know, I gagged at Sean King. I thought this whole time he was a butch queen. When he got buried, he a trans man. I said, bitch, ain't no fucking way. And then I had to get into this. I was like, bitch, you don't have no Adam's apple or nothing. I said, oh, you really is cunt. Wow. I didn't even know it.
Oh, my God.
He's real, too. You seen him.
2014.
You see him, Alexis?
Uh-huh.
You heard me? Alexis?
Yeah, I saw him.
Naima.
Yeah, bitch. He's Naima, huh?
Have you seen KT?
Yeah, I've seen KT. KT, let me tell you something. I'm not taking anything away from KT.
Baby, KT
I'm just
walks
saying,
six
like,
island too. KT walks six island
yeah,
against the Bush Queens.
I know. I saw him even most recently when he walked down there at what's-her-name's ball in Texas at our father's ball. But what I'm saying
yeah.
is he is sexy, but that child with them dreads and that Chanel child is the motherfucking T factor. It's no shade.
Chicken, stop motherfucking trying it.
It's the year 2014 of the trans man.
I would date a trans man, no shade.
Yeah. What do you mean he wanted to die some shit out of dad there?
Because the kids just dropped their album on via Facebook. Congratulations to the new members of the House of Manolo Blahnik. Met with Father Derek Manolo Blahnik.
Who?
We already knew that, though.
Well, I want to think.
I'm just saying that.
No.
That's just
the gag.
Alexis,
you was Alexis?
Yes.
That ain't the real B. What's the B?
What you mean? What you mean, Jackson?
Because what you just pronounced ain't nothing shocking. I mean, like, what's the real B?
That's all I could gather.
No, Chicken wouldn't put this on his news feed like that.
I don't know.
And that's Chicken with 2 K's.
Yeah, 2 K's from North Carolina.
Okay.
Well, let's get Chicken
online. I can't wait to see Chicken too, honey, when I get down here to the motherfucker Carolina.
Girl, you still want to play with Chicken?
Hey, girl. You always want to talk about E-Tog and say, I know your instant bog, Miss motherfucking Alexis. Damn.
713-505.
Hey, he's drunk. You gotta be 713-505. That's somebody from Houston, Texas. They can't pick up their phone.
No, they gone. Who wanna call his phone with all that static fading in and out?
Kelly.
Have to get blamed.
You little ugly bitch. My phone is on mute, bitch.
That's that Family Dollar phone. And Kelly D. Byers from Family Dollar and Dollar General.
I want to say congrats. I want to say that I'm so happy that Letitia and Terry is over here, honey, in the house of Ebony. We remain the only iconic house that has the most icons and legends in one house. I want to thank you.
I agree. 100%.
Yes, honey. I was talking to Letitia, honey. She's a key. I can't wait to sit with her and key with her, honey.
Support the movement.
I am. Support the movement, honey. Shoot, I sure
just saying that 2 weeks ago when you was like, you go in the car.
Did she go in
the
car?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Never.
She tried it. She has tried it, y'all. Don't pay her no back.
So what's the, Naima, so what's the beat with the Ebony's fighting at Vogue Nights last night?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even hear about it.
Apparently they jumped
on
whatever.
You bitches better bring it, cause the Ebony's are in the building. Yes. So wait a minute, did you get into how Tony Revlon looked on camera when they flashed the camera over to him when they called Letitia out as the Revlon? I'm sorry, as when they called her out as the Ebony. Y'all get into his look was priceless. I mean,
we waved to the camera.
No,
yeah,
that,
he did. You got to catch you, Rodney. You got to catch Rodney.
Why is Rodney changing like that, though?
You got to catch how Rodney. You got to catch how Rodney. Let me tell y'all something about Rodney real quick, okay? You got to catch. Because when that camera turned around to Tony, y'all got to catch Rodney stirring it. Rodney was like, look. He was like, get in. You know, face to the camera. You got to catch Rodney. Rodney is a shady motherfucking set, bitch.
I said, y'all already know what it's going to get, father. Next, stop for the camera.
Okay. I was ready, Rodney lives.
Rodney had a Kool-Aid smell on. I was like, why is Rodney cheating?
Yes. Bitch, because you got to catch Rodney is a scandal, bitch. The camera turned around there, and Rodney tested for the show. Y'all got to get into the whole team, bitch. How he tried it, bitch. And Tony looked, he's like, okay, I'm waving, you know, and everything like that, but bitch. And the camera turned away, and then it came back one more time. You got to catch Rodney, bitch. The drink in one hand, but conjuring with Tony. I said, oh, this stinky motherfucker over there.
I had a good time at Stuart's Ball. I just want to say thank you again. I had a blast.
You know, you can only be so you can be a bother with so much of an iconic person that Letitia is. So that's why, you know, I didn't pay it as much, but I said that this woman is going to change it. This woman is really going to, you know, turn some things around. And not just for Ebony, but for all houses. And I'm thinking it's a step your game up, and it is.
You know what? When I first saw Letitia Fisher, I had to ask like six people.
Who is it? It made no sense.
You know. But I didn't. First of all, Letitia looked so fucking good. I didn't even realize that was her. Like, I was telling somebody, like, if you know where Letitia, from the 8 or 9 years that I've been involved, if you have seen Letitia from where she came from to where she is now, you'll be very proud of her. Letitia looks very fucking good. Like, no shame.
Who else looked good to me? Terry. When Jacob Aga was interviewing them when they were sitting there and everything, she looked good, too.
I haven't seen none of Jacob interviews. I need to see him.
Oh yeah, he interviewed them before they came out. Yeah, they look nice.
Do y'all watch some kind of show called What Would You Do on HLN or something like that?
Oh yeah, I seen that. Yeah, I like that. It used to come on ABC or something like that.
And no shade. What would you do? And no shade. Jacob's camera, no shade. Jacob's camera, folks, are off the chain. It seems like you're looking at something off of, like, BET or something that Tigger does on TV when he interviews someone. Crickets.
Be a waiter or a human calorie counter.
Who's TV is that?
All right, there we go. Somebody flipping channels or flipping burgers won. Shamika, you and Tiffany still going at it?
No, I'm not here.
But we lost J-Rock for the night. Okay, well, let me, because it just said your call dropped, but then I see you down here. Shut up.
Oh, but I thought we fucking lost her.
So he was already lost. Somebody just needed to find him.
Y'all about to celebrate this?
Shots, Kelly. Oh. Kelly.
So, Kelly, you was about to celebrate this?
I sure was.
Are you going to be celebrating when I don't come to North Carolina?
Baby, you'll be there, baby. You already bought your ticket.
Definitely got to make my rounds when I get to North Carolina. Being that I'm going to be driving, honey, I need to make my rounds. It's a Chanel I need to see. Two of them, actually.
Uh-huh.
Ken is in a relationship that, oh, I mean, oh, he has to say LaRon, sorry.
You know what, Kelly? Let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something. I knew what I was talking about when I said two. It's two Chanels that I need to see when I get there. But trust and believe, if I need to go tip over there to see Ken, honey, I know how to do it. Okay? You always want to run your mouth, but let me tell you about what you did when you came to Baltimore. Okay?
Oh.
Tell us what she do.
What happened,
Kelly,
in Baltimore, Kelly?
She always tried to tell something, yet still she, you know what, I got something for you.
I was in Baltimore, and we was at the motherfucking after hours, and I even want to use me to motherfucking bring the children over there, Miss Day, so she could conversate with them, Miss Day, and ask them how big was they meat and things, honey.
I was not using you to answer to tell nobody. You're a lie. I didn't know. Let me tell you something.
Come over here. My sister want to ask you something.
No, you just lying down. I only did that one time. Everybody else who I told to come over there, I told them, lift up their shirt, honey, and we felt the meat, rub the hand down to me. You ain't want to rub your hand down across the meat or nothing like that, honey.
Uh-uh.
And I was trying to reach
y'all
out and,
running
them and up, agree
huh?
and every yes, God.
So she was running amok, Miss Day. She want to bring them over and have them pick up their shirt, Miss Day, and rub it on their motherfucking chest and stuff, Miss Day, and then grab it, the motherfucking meat, Miss Day. And then she going to call Ken over there and going to talk about, what's all of that, Miss Day? And I was like, girl. And then she said something, Kelly, Miss Day. And he was like, Kelly already know. You know, I know that's my nephew, Miss Day, girl, you know. And she was over there trying to get a piece of that, Miss Day. She was trying to get a piece of anything that was bulging out.
Ooh.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, we're going to talk about how you was ready to get up in that threesome with them two children. Who meets
Ooh.
The child meet who I felt.
Ooh.
Yeah, you quiet now. Yeah, okay. That's what
I'm reading my text message. They just texted me and gave the ray. I'm hanging up. Naima is boring. She's blowing minds.
Thanks for reaching out. Anyway, Miss Kelly, it's so convenient how you got real quiet when I talked about that threesome.
And Miss Day, what are you talking about, Miss Day? I came over here to pick up my phone and read the message, Miss Day, girl.
Yeah. You see, y'all got to catch Kelly's teeth.
Oh,
you
girl,
see,
Miss Day. That was you. You were trying to have
Miss
Day
tell. She don't want to tell the real tea and all the tea how she wanted to get up in a threesome with a certain tea or BQ. But I'll leave it alone.
Good, I ain't nothing new.
Oh.
It sure ain't, because Miss Alexis had her nasty one on New Year's.
Oh.
Alexis.
Who she have over there?
Child, not over. She wasn't over there, Miss Day.
Girl, listen. First of all, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. What dick I put in my mouth in any place else is my motherfucking business. Keep my name out your mouth, bitch.
There it is.
So,
six,
Alexis,
seven.
Are you going to be bundled?
Girl, I have four brand new waiting.
Huh?
I have four brand new 32 inches. You ready?
All right.
Girl, that song is so interrupting.
6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 3.
Oh, look at
this
foot. He's
so sweaty.
I wanted to ask Naima or J-Rock, who was the Ebony's that was supposed to be playing?
What'd you say now?
Do y'all know who the Ebony was that was playing at the functions over the weekend?
How about you go find out and ask him?
You're the spokesperson for Ebony, so I'm asking you.
Okay, bitch, I'm not no spokesperson for Ebony, and I'm not putting
I
that out there.
I can tell you always, you say something, do you know what you like?
Yeah, so like if somebody was to call on this phone and try it and try and give it, then I'll give it back. But other than that, you won't get shit from me.
Oh, you don't know?
No, I know. But it's for me to know and for you to find out.
Who was it then, Ebony?
Playing dirt music.
No.
What the hell is that?
Looking at that video. She's looking at that video of Sabrina Blue. Making the kids catch it.
Who is that? Let me see that.
That's not me. But I know what they looking at.
It was
you
not Amos.
You done seen it?
She's looking at that video of Sabrina Blue. And the kids catching it in North Carolina. And that dude that looked like Webster doing the crip walk.
Oh, shit.
Mm-mm. So, J-Rock.
Huh?
Oh, my. You got all your dates set up?
Naima, mute your phone.
See?
Well, whoever on the phone with you, because it was you when I put you on mute, it was gone.
Naima.
That might have been Dexter, because I'm on his
Naima.
Phone.
Naima.
Huh?
My friend that's listening to the show said thanks for the information. Yeah.
Why do you sound like Naima underwater?
You got somebody in trouble.
I don't get it. What information?
Well, girl, we can't even hear you.
You can't hear me?
You sound like you're underwater.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my
yes.
God. Look
like Bigfoot. Now, what you say now? They said thanks for the information.
Who
tried that?
Girl, y'all play too much.
Y'all play too much.
Probably one of these co-hosts on here that's trying it, that won't come out and say that they're the ones that's doing it.
Nah, that wasn't me playing that gospel music.
I really think I know who it is.
That wasn't me playing that gospel music, but that was me that just tried it.
Yeah, I knew it was Bishop.
I knew it was Bishop.
Oh, she is just.
I knew it was Queen.
He is not. See, Bishop is not going to be happy till Naima put her foot, then her foot long in him.
Yeah, that's
what he wants. Kelly, inbox me what you talking about.
What did you say?
I said, inbox me what you talking about, because I don't know what that person is talking about.
Uber say he all down my titty.
Mm-mm.
I'll talk about the puppy, bitch, okay? Dude, honey, I'm about to put a picture on Instagram. I got him laying on my titty. He was laying on the top of my titty. Now he all down my motherfucking titty, honey. Must he think this is mother breast? This little black one is just so adorable. It's like with his white tummy and his white feet.
Is that the one you gonna keep?
I'm keeping all of my children.
Oh Lord, you running a puppy mill.
They say it's already six.
Why don't you make a coin off of two of them?
Mistake. I love my children.
She get bored in the house. Give her something to do.
Alexa's little bitch. I be bored in here by myself.
Oh.
I be bored. I be in here by myself. I be bored, Miss Day. I be calling Miss Alexis at work, Miss Day. And she's like, girl, I'm at work, girl. Honey, I need somebody to talk to, girl. I'm bored. Honey, ain't nothing on TV.
Well, you don't call me.
You call Naima while she at work.
I can't call her while she at work. She needs to concentrate.
But, you know, I can always take my breaks whenever I feel like it, you know.
I know that's right.
I'm off Sundays and holidays. Oh, no.
Well, you get off work at 9, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely by 9. Yeah, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because I can't do anything past 9 o'clock.
And what is it that you do, Naima?
All right. All right. It's time for everybody to say their goodnight.
No, it's not.
Oh, it definitely is, honey. I'll try to unclog my S song, Miss Ace and Jog.
I knew I'm going to have to stop following your page.
Why?
Girl, because that last post, that one about bottoms and poop, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They be trying it, honey. Some but you know what, though, Jason? I'm going to come over there. I'm going to come and see you. Well, not this week, because we're going to be very busy this week at work. But,
You got overtime this week?
What'd you say, Kelly?
Yeah, I said you doing overtime this week.
Oh, yes, honey. Overtime, yes. It's extra. You got to pull in extra hours, you know, to get those extra coins. So I got to pull in some extra hours, bitch. But what I was going to say was, I'm going to come over there on Tuesday, Jason, come and see you, probably Tuesday or Wednesday or next week. And, you know, fine. If you want to come work for my company.
Ciao.
Bitch,
the girls will
I have
not have my name.
Honey.
They will not have my name. No, ma'am, no.
I'm a Fortune 500 girl. Kelly, tell them. Okay, and let me tell you something. Kelly gagged, honey, trust. When she came down to Baltimore.
I need to see who on your payroll.
Oh, it's Naima.
Some girls I just don't deal
I don't want you to think it's me. I don't want you to think it's me saying this, but I turned my ringer off because J-Rock kept complaining about it. But they just text my phone and they get ready. Did not know escorts get paid overtime.
I'm not even saying, you know what? And the key about it, the whole key about it is I'm not an escort. That's the key.
I'll knock anybody. I'm turning my ringer back on because I don't want you
no more.
I don't want you to think it's me.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm not acting like I'm better than anybody because I don't hoe and I don't prostitute no more. Nothing like I don't sell as meat and nothing like that no more, honey. Yes, I used to do it, but bitch, I am a woman of a different cloth now. So I don't need to do that because the tea that I make in a motherfucking day, bitch, who needs to suck dick and fuck and get fucked for it?
Isn't it lovely?
I don't do that.
You put up her rubbers for a beeper bag.
Oh, did you hear that, listener?
I don't. Yeah. So anybody, if they really knew me and knew me and knew how of coin that I make, bitch, they wouldn't even have made an irrelevant comment like that. I mean, I don't know. Let me tell you something. Now, I'm not saying if a date don't come past, I'm not gonna take it, bitch. Because if the coin is right, honey, mother will perform for the services, honey. You render your coin and you will get services. But other than that, I don't do that. And I haven't done it in the past 2 years, maybe 3 years. I think almost 3 years.
Well, if they want to get funky, why don't they just go in the room and post the ad if it's an ad? Because I don't think it's an ad.
I think people are going to get the
money. Somebody is in my inbox. Hold on.
She makes my dick soft.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's
funny.
A
night shift. Huh?
The night shift. I heard that song in a long time. Who got that as a damn ringtone?
That was his night shift.
That ringtone is fierce. I think it's Fantasia.
That's Fantasia, but it do sound like on a night shift though, bitch.
Jackie.
And they said, I don't think I want to know how boring that. She making my dick soft.
Ooh.
Girl. So, Miss Alexis, yes. We need to get up on FaceTime or iChat or whatever the hell it's called. And
I have both. Just let me know.
So we can have girl time, honey.
Well, we don't. That ain't.
But why we can't just get on Uber?
I ain't been on Uber such a. You know what? Cause see. you know, you're a little happy with that record button and that camera button over there on Miss Ubu, Miss Ali calls.
Miss Sega, I don't get on Ubu from my computer. I get on from my cell phone.
Last time I was on Ubu, honey, this motherfucker Booker wanted to take a picture of me in my panties, honey, and t-shirts. And he put it up on Facebook the other day, and I had to quickly remind him because I fell out at a comment. I laughed at a comment. I said, Booker, don't forget I do have that video of you doing something. You want to take that picture down, honey. You took that picture down, honey, a minute later. Booker Malone. Oh, that's right. You're back on Malone again. Okay. All right. So, well.
I'll call you after the show.
Booker X Milan 007 over there eating them pork chops.
Cat, take him in the living room.
Oh.
The puppy. Yeah. Right here, I need my shirt.
Where?
Right here.
Jay Rock, why'd you make that sound when she said underneath our shirt?
What'd you say now?
Why'd you make that sound when she said underneath our shirt?
I didn't make no sounds. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, that was something. I thought she said ill.
You scared of her too?
Yeah.
Why would I say ill?
Hey, no, you're the shady set, Jason. You're the shady set, honey. you're the shady set, honey.
Shelly.
Yes.
So, J-Rock, you about to get me on that line?
You don't hear what he said.
You heard me, J-Rock? You going to be down in North Carolina?
Oh, God, my
yes,
stomach
if, I'm still waiting on my captain to approve my leave. This bitch take it all day, but it probably get approved by tomorrow, either this Friday.
I'm gonna have to make my way over to your room, honey. Am I trying?
I will not be at the host hotel for that reason.
Bring
TJ.
I won't be at the host hotel either.
You gotta bring TJ.
Just make
you.
Sure they bring me a pack of cigarettes.
I have my room. But I won't be at the host hotel because when I do what I need to do, I don't need any witnesses.
Oh, shit!
Why the hell you need cigarettes, Kelly?
Oh,
what?
She dropped the cake.
Because she smokes cigarettes.
It don't work, bitch, as long as it's charged. That rag over there.
Oh, Kelly.
Yes, my love.
I'm hearing that that the light-skinned Midwest might be coming down too.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, Blog Talk is acting crazy.
Well, I feel like Rosie Perez.
I don't, Naima.
If he does, I'll make sure you know we make our way on over to your room.
Oh no, you won't make your way to my room. I got company coming.
Who?
I do too. That's why my room is away from where the girls are going to be at, so I don't have any witnesses.
Bobby, your video camera, right?
What happened? What?
Bobby, you videotaping it, right?
No, I'm not going to videotape. Not this time, I'm not, no.
Listen, you better get your little. You better put your hat on and your gloves and take your little anorexic ass and go get some more cigarettes, honey. You're my company.
Well,
I'm texting
my phone.
They texting my phone, baby. They listening to the show and I'm texting. I'm talking through them through the phone, so I got to text back.
We'll just call their name out or bring them on the line.
No, I won't, and they won't come on the show.
So Kelly, you're getting text messages and you're responding through the show.
Yes.
Tell him to press one.
That's what Tiffany do when she don't feel like typing her lazy ass.
Tell him to press one, Kelly.
Bitch, laugh out loud, bitch, please.
Yeah, I'll do some crazy stuff.
Tell him to press one.
Who are you talking to, Kelly?
Kelly, who you talking to?
I'm not telling you who I'm talking to. They listening to y'all. Y'all can talk to them, and they will respond to you. They will respond to me through text. Y'all can talk to them.
I would do that thing. Like,
no, but tell him
to
press
one.
When
I want to talk, I talk. I don't record my voice.
Oh,
so, sorry, it's not me with my lazy ass.
What'd you say, Tiffany? What'd you say, Tiffany?
When I want to talk, I talk. I don't have to record my voice. When I want to record my voice, that's what I do. So it's not me with my lazy ass, honey.
They can hear. They've been listening to the show since the show started, honey. Oh, they said, child, Miss Tiffany makes my dick soft too.
Oh no.
Well.
Jeez.
They
oh my God!
From having that nasty disease.
Ooh.
Oh, even from being coked up.
The doctor just feel the right.
Yeah, you got some against the girls that do the ground?
No, they no. Ain't around the ones that do it. He be the main one with all the girls that do it though. So I mean, I wonder what he do when he keep going.
Work, live, I live.
What
did
he make
sure
that
I said, bitch, you some motherfucking lie, bitch. But I always make sure that my girls' noses are clean before they hit the runway. That's why I be around them.
Oh, well, all my girls' noses be clean.
Well, Sarah, how you get mad at me?
Well,
I'm not the one that said you do teen, that you hang with the teen of girls.
Who said that?
Well, Alexis, Alexis.
Yeah,
because
I'm
with
Tiffany, y'all
got to
talk about the teenagers.
We're a different breed than us, honey. We don't indulge in Tina.
Thank you, Tiffany. J-Rock.
Well,
first of all, just because Tiffany do Tina, you don't have to talk about her.
Ooh.
I don't do Tina. Don't lie on me, sweetheart, okay? I don't put no fire.
Hey, bitches that do
Tina
got
no
motherfucking teeth in their mouth, mistake, and they love going to sex parties.
And their teeth are brown.
Oh,
did you say that teeth was brown?
Where all up exercises was up there smoking Tina.
Oh, shit. Damn, I was about to say Marcus.
Well, then it's by you now.
Bitch,
oh,
don't
shit.
Do it, bitch.
That's what she's talking about.
Okay. Because like he said on that... Like he said on that post
uh-huh.
when he was a Escada, but now he's a Mister. He tried it one time on his birthday. Don't motherfucking try it, Mister, because there's a lot of those motherfucking
well,
that's doing a lot of things, okay?
Well,
that's my baby, though. That's my friend. That's
that
why
ain't
I wouldn't say
friend
his name.
Talking about him.
I never say his name. I just found out because I kept hearing Tiffany say that, and I kept hearing y'all say that. I actually just seen that picture like 2 weeks ago. And they were like, no, it's old. And I was like, bitch, what are y'all talking about? Because remember, TV,
I
kept saying.
I just want to know.
Well, I mean.
I just want to know. In the midst of this in the midst of this snowstorm that's going on.
Because it's a lot of the Mrs. Lutina too, shit.
In the midst of this snowstorm that's going on, I just want to know, can somebody go find Shadrack, B-Shack, and the Billy Goat, honey, and tell them to keep them outside for us?
You know, Tina is a mess of drugs.
Just those grams.
Yeah, those grams, honey. Oh, speaking of grams, wasn't you out there? No, wait a minute. It wasn't. Was it Kevin?
No, bitch, stop getting me confused with shit, bitch. It wasn't me, bitch.
No, I'm talking about out there when Chi Chi's was still open and Stephanie Malone had came down there and she asked the child. She says, come here, baby, come here. She said, and she already was stoned. And she said, do you know where the grams are? Bitch, and I looked at her, and she was talking to another Spanish, I guess, whatever she was, one of her girlfriends, something like that. And the child said, oh, hold on, Miss Stephanie, I got you, girl. And they walked her up inside the cheek. Weren't you standing right there? No, that wasn't you. That was Miss Jada that was standing right there. And Miss Jada said, oh, no, girl, look at her.
Why you put Stephanie's business out there that she do the grams, girl?
Huh?
Why you tell Stephanie T that she do the grams?
You said, why am I no, because they were talking about the grams. And
Naima, they said for tell them when you want to Uber, they said Vicky Gotti will be your driver.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
That man don't
know.
I don't have the Uber, honey.
The girls will know, honey, when they see me pull up in the Carolinas, but my truck is brand new license plate on the back and everything, bitch. This is my shit, bitch. Ain't nobody got no Uber, honey.
What color your truck?
It's black.
Oh.
I ain't got no Uber, honey. Those girls will definitely get it. Will definitely see, bitch. That's hers. I've been in an Uber before. I didn't even know it until I knew the definition of it. Till now,
ain't nothing wrong with a little Uber.
No, ain't nothing wrong with a bitch. I'm not a bitch, but she's definitely a bad bride,
honey.
And when you want to get to wherever you want to get to.
Cause I was definitely. Let me see what day this is, honey.
I don't see the look on the day
after the day after Valentine's Day. Me and Alexis and our niece will be in our Uber, honey, at Walmart.
The
15th of next month, we will be at Walmart.
What's happening at Walmart?
We going food shopping at Walmart.
They want to go use their food stamp card.
They said to tell you that even the fare's going to be completely paid from the Vicky Gotti show.
they said the fare's going to be what? Was Vicky say it again?
The fare's going to be comped by the Vicky Gotti show.
Oh shit! No mayhem, no mayhem, bitch. No God, honey.
I know Tyra's a new man is loving the ballroom scene, period, if everybody going to end up getting their Ubers.
That's not her man, honey. That's not her man. Wendy Williams came the next day and reiterated that story. Baby, that's not her man. That was just her friend, and she's still with her actor boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I've seen the episode where she's talking about the show, but I didn't see the Wendy Williams show the next day, though.
Yeah,
me neither.
She corrected it.
But I was all
who
was
that snowing?
Well, that man's getting the ballroom same coin.
That's Rodney. Is Rodney still on?
Yeah,
but
he at work.
Oh. Rodney is snoring.
Raymond, let's mute him.
Maybe he just had a long day.
Rodney.
I just muted him.
I think that was Dexter. What? You was over there snoring.
No, I'm not. I'm on Facebook. What are you talking about?
That's Rodney.
It was Rodney, because we don't hear no more.
Oh, it's Rodney. Oh, okay.
It's Rodney,
sorry,
baby.
Daddy,
Rodney always gives that after we get off the radio show. Baby, we get in, we have our chat, baby, and Rodney always falls asleep on us.
Oh, that shit is...
We're giving very hibernating.
Ooh.
It was given I had a long ride back from Atlanta, back to New York.
I can't wait to see you for Ebony Weekend, J-Rock, honey. We're going to have so much fun, honey.
Yeah, because J-Rock said he getting turned up.
Ooh. I surely am.
I'm going to get down and get turned up, too, honey.
I'm going to get drunk for the first time in 31 years. I've never been drunk.
Yeah. Well, you let me know when you have your first cocktail, honey.
And they going to have drunk love with you.
No, they not, because I'm going to have Prada with me, and she's going to watch my back.
Touch out. We're going to get caught up out of that own wrong, honey.
My friend said to tell y'all good night. He has to go to work.
Thank you for listening.
Hit my inbox and let me know who you are.
Babe, he won't hit your inbox. He won't even add you on his
inbox.
He won't add you to his page. And if anybody was to ever find out who it was this day, baby, I will get a screenshot of your name and be like, who is this?
Damn.
J-Rock always wants somebody to inbox him, honey. I got some for your inbox.
Oh, girl. Honey.
Yes, honey.
Not this one.
Ain't nothing this. Like drunk box.
Baby, this too shall pass.
I just put up a picture of the little boy, Puppy, honey. I think I'm going to call him Little Black.
Is that one of the new babies?
Yeah, I just put up a picture of him. He's all black on the top. He got white paws and he got a white bottom.
You put it up on your wall, babe.
It's on Instagram. It's on Instagram, Twitter, and on my Facebook wall.
Oh my God! It is freezing.
I woke up in the new Bugatti.
Baby, it is freezing out here in Houston.
What is this? I'm getting that Alexis is up, has been up this dog along on the phone. She's been up this long on the line a long time.
She ain't got to go to work until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
So she can sleep until 1 o'clock.
It is 46 degrees in the south. Like, why? How cold is it where y'all at?
19 degrees.
Oh, bitch. Never mind. I guess it's warm.
Did the snow stop up there where y'all at, Kelly?
Yes, it stopped, bitch. But you, bitch, you wouldn't think that it's you would know it's snow, bitch, because they ain't even come. They haven't once came all day to plow this motherfucking block.
They ain't did it in D.C. also.
Early.
And that's the
shade. And they shut the government down. The government shut down. Now it's a new day, but yesterday. Because of the snow.
Well, you know, like I said, it's supposed to snow on Thursday. We under a winter advisory until Thursday. It's supposed to snow some more.
When?
Hold on, let me go check the weather, because I don't remember seeing that snowing on Thursday.
Did y'all see the picture of the baby?
I don't remember seeing it because it's me saying.
I didn't see it. Hold on.
Is
that bitch gagged? Bro, that bitch
gay. Let me go on Instagram, because I don't know.
She don't remember seeing it because it's me saying it.
Oh, I haven't been eating since I've been at your house. I said, bitch, Rose, I said, you are motherfucking full of shit. You was just at a motherfucking ball, and you look fatter than when I fucking left your ass.
Y'all still ain't tell me why she had on that dress.
Miss Jacob, you on the radio, Miss Jacob?
I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about Rose Chanel. Bitch, she's fatter than when I fucking left her ass in December.
Oh.
The blood of Jesus.
Tiffany, Kelly J. Rock says you can celebrate because his call dropped.
Work! Work! Girl, she out of here.
Kelly, I don't see it on Facebook. I'm
going to
go to Instagram.
Miss Go Right is on my Facebook wall. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, your wall.
People liked it.
Wow. You said I already liked it.
I said three people already liked the picture of the puppy. It's on my wall. Oh, my God. Miss A, girl, let me tag you in it, Miss A, girl. Because, girl, you be acting slow sometimes, Miss A. I just tagged you in it, honey. Let me tag Jason in it, too.
I already see it.
See
you
seen
it, Jason?
On the
I just
I'll
like
see
it.
Him. There you go. Oh,
that's a little boy, honey.
They rock out there trying to get some booty, cold as it is. Don't make no damn sense.
It really don't.
He's trying to get some ding dong, honey. he wants some baked beans and hot dogs, honey.
He is so adorable with this thing.
I love him.
Yes, baby. I think he's going to be along here, Miss A, like his father.
Aww.
With his white legs, bitch, and his white belly. And all black on top.
Yeah, just like RJ.
There it is.
Where the rest on there?
And they in the living room, baby. Naomi was feeding them. Cause we let them eat off. They eat off Chanel, and we feed them with the bottle. Cause they be sucking the shit. They be sucking the shit out of Chanel, honey, and she be gagging. She ain't used to having three, bitch. She used to having one baby. So, bitch, they be sucking. They be sucking her titty for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch,
Her whole bottom was red the other day, honey, because, bitch, they don't be playing, honey. You see how big that motherfucker is, honey? They ain't even a week old yet.
How long does it take for you, like, to house train him and stuff like that, to go on the wee-wee pad and don't pee in the bed with you?
Baby, as soon as they start walking, honey, I sit them on the wee pad. They get to sit in the wee pad and they go to the wee pad.
Okay, and they could go all night without peeing in the bed that they sleep
on. They don't pee when they use the bathroom or anything. Chanel cleans them up. They babies right now. So when they go to the bathroom, Chanel is licking everything up.
Oh, okay.
They're cutting my life and everything off. My light bill is $600
and something. She's sitting here paying it. Okay, so... wait a minute. Today and tonight, 11. But today is Wednesday, though. What Bishop just... Wait a minute. Hold on. So January 23rd. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. 26 in the morning, 11 at night. But that's in D.C., though.
If it's in D.C., then it's going to be in Baltimore and New York, regardless.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Uber.
Fuck a Uber,
I'm
honey.
I'm a Uber Gotti. So, Kelly, you going to be down there, what, on Friday, North Carolina?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be down there on Friday, honey. Baby, I'll be in North Carolina. I'm trying to get to North Carolina on Saturday.
I'm hearing about a party on Friday or something like that.
It is a party on Friday, but baby, I'm a broke bitch, mistake. You know, honey, I'm on a budget.
Oh, okay.
I can't afford all of that. You know.
Well, see, I was going because Bam, you know, Bam's birthday is like that weekend, and so something about they is a party or something. Friday,
yeah, the party's on Friday night.
Right.
Get your life, girl.
And then Saturday's the ball. Your ball is the next night. Aren't you having a ball the next night, right?
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sunday.
Yes.
And where it's supposed to be at?
The venue will be announced soon.
Oh, okay. And how much it costs to get in?
You said what?
How much it costs to get in?
To get in, it's $20.
But I still want to know why ain't nobody answer my question.
What?
Girl, you know the question I asked. You try to be funny.
What question you asked?
I asked you off the air.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
What did you say?
I said I asked you off the air.
Off the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where is Jason at?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. So, Jason, were you going to invite me over so I can beat you in Mortal Kombat and Injustice?
Girl. Don't nobody play the game.
She's trying to have you, Jason.
I know.
Ain't nobody trying to have Jason,
Jason. I got to have a chaperone.
You don't need no chaperone, okay? And don't get pressure on this phone. You've been acting real nice these past couple of months, man. I hate to have to get over to your house, honey, and slap the shit out of you because, you know, you was being
You and them slapping the shit out somebody. Mm-mm.
You better get Prada as a chaperone, just like J-Rock got Prada.
Child, Prada ain't busting a grape in a food fight. Like, no, I love Prada. That's why I love her.
You not going to the ball, Jason? Yeah, we gonna hang out with Bishop. We gonna go over to DC and hang out with Bishop.
We can definitely go to DC. We can go to the Aqua Lounge, or we can go to, you know, Around the corner, whatever like that.
I definitely gotta give props to Miss T. S. Madison, Miss Tag, bitch. That bitch got Brandy motherfucking singing New Weave, Miss Tay.
Ooh,
Brandy
for
singing
real?
New Weave?
Yes, she got Brandy singing motherfucking New Weave, they say. Bitch.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
They had a fierce picture of Brandy up.
You practically bald.
and she looked like E.T. bitch. This fierce old picture of Brandy that they had. I said, oh, no. Those are reading, huh, honey?
Okay, we lost Shamika to
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm just gagging, man, because I know that I can't make it to the North Carolina ball, and I have the coin to go. If I even needed to go with Naeem, I could give it $100. But the thing is, I'm just gagging that they need to get their shit together to get this other ball going on before that ball. After that ball, after the People's Choice, because I really wanted to go to that ball in D.C.
Well, it is 4 minutes before the show ends, so everybody needs to say their goodbye.
Girls. Shut up,
right
Jason.
On time.
Naeem, you would let him ride with you if he gave you $100. Right?
Yeah, I probably would. He got his $100.
Yes. And you
he
got your foot long.
Oof. I take him and drop him off at his hotel.
He was going to stay with you.
No, I was going to get a hotel.
Yeah, he's going to get a hotel, honey. But anyway, I want to say goodnight to everybody. I enjoyed everybody tonight and everything. Thank you for having me on, Jason and Kelly and everybody who called, stuff like that. And Kelly, I'll call you tomorrow so we can discuss this FedEx.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for my sister's show, The State of Emergency, with the icon and CEO, Jasmine Couture. I see y'all back here Monday if I decide to come on the air. How y'all doing?
I'll talk to you later. Once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Trash Talk Tuesday show. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Make sure again that you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe, be careful, be blessed.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grands include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we...